begin with. You ought to be citizen arrested for what you're doing. Shame on you, aiding and abetting child trafficking.
The fact is that we're on a good path at the border under leadership of President Biden. It's about three things. It's about restructuring how we do what is happening there, because we were in a very bad situation under the Trump administration.
Earlier today, the Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services separately received tips that allege child abuse and neglect at the federal government's child migrant facility at the Freeman Coliseum in San Antonio behind me. These problems are a byproduct of President Biden's open border policies.
Hey, we need the police over here. They got a bunch of kids in their car seats. You're violating Texas law.
Who is this right here?
Hey,
you have no comments.
You got those children in there illegally.
You're about to run a human being over. Hey,
you got those children in there.
Who are you?
You got those smuggled children illegally.
Why should you be alarmed about the crisis on the United States southern border? Well, because history is repeating itself on purpose.
Yesterday, we watched literally hundreds of illegal migrants crossing the border and turning themselves into the border patrol. Groups in the company of children who were under seven had their basic biometric information taken down and then dispatched to bus stations to continue into the United States.
We are in a battle for the very definition of who we are as a nation. Who are we? That is the question that our culture, our nation right now is asking. And people need to begin to rise up and begin to speak out and push back against the lunacy and the illogic that is being used right now to divide us.
The United States looks just like ancient Rome did in its final days. Of course, Rome didn't fall in a day, but when it finally received its death blow in 476 AD, its world power status had declined due to several corrosive reasons. Germanic tribes had beaten Roman forces into submission as Rome had overextended its military and its defense budget. Government corruption had reached epic proportions, and slave labor dried up, forcing the complacent, unskilled Romans to fend for themselves. Sound familiar?
Not many of us say to our sons and daughters, I'm hoping the day will come when you decide to go and pick fruit for a living. Hardly ever hear that.
One of the most often made arguments with regard to immigration is that they only do jobs that Americans don't want. But in a recent analysis, we actually looked at all 474 occupations as defined by the Department of Commerce and found that there were only six that were majority immigrant, and those jobs only account for about 1% of the U.S. workforce.
But the final knife in Rome's back was that it lost its identity. Most importantly, Rome allowed the barbarian hordes to settle within its borders, which eventually led to an uprising, putting an end to the identity of a thousand-year-old world power civilization. Fast forward to 2021, and the United Nations has already decided for every citizen in the United States that over the next 50 years, you will need to be replaced by a foreign population.
As you know, the Secretary General has been concerned about this for a long time, and I'm very pleased that he's launched this program against xenophobia. If all of the migrants, recently arrived migrants in New York City, were to form a city, they'd probably be the third or fourth largest city in the United States.
As it reads from the United Nations' own website on replacement migration, United Nations projections indicate that over the next 50 years, the populations of virtually all countries will face population decline and population aging. The report considers...
John Bound normally does five-minute reports. His latest is about 8 minutes long. It is excellent. It's at band.video. Just click on the John Bound section by clicking the left-hand corner and finding his page. The U.S. is falling like Rome. It is, again, posted at band.video. But you can't share that link. It's blocked by the enemy everywhere. So share this link. Banthis.tv is the current link that's working getting through enemy defenses. Banthis.tv. Okay, we'll come back with the biggest news ever. Prepare yourselves for the mother load. I'm Alex Jones. It is Friday, April 9th, 2021.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products to eat at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please, keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
News today.
My fellow Americans, my fellow humans, my fellow humanity. Everything is coming into crystal clear focus now. The New World Order's designs for us, their long planned war, has now gone hot. It's Friday, April 9th, 2021. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 4 hours. And then the War Room with Owen Schroyer, weekday mornings, of course. Harrison Smith does a great job with American Journal. And it's become customary that I come in every Saturday and do a 2 to 3 hour commercial-free podcast-style transmission. It's become very, very popular. We shot one that is of the greatest import last Saturday that General Flynn then endorsed and said is extremely important to go watch. Former head of defense intelligence, former national security advisor for the president. And in that, we lay out the SPARS pandemic battle plan war game that is actually live right now. There it is, with millions and millions of views on Bandai Video. It needs 100 million views, and our problems will be over very, very quickly. But I want to just say great job to everyone out there spreading the word. And I'm going to do another special transmission tomorrow that is going to deal with official globalist documents where they lay out plans to put cancer viruses in the vaccines to not just kill you, but like every science fiction comic book movie you see, how do people become superheroes? Oh, they fall in toxic waste, or they get bit by a spider that's radioactive, or they get a deadly vaccine, and they mutate and turn into a superhuman. Most people won't turn into superhumans. They'll die. But out of this mass manipulation, this mass mutation program, they know that they get some really bizarre mutations. In cows, in pigs, in rats, in guinea pigs, in sheep. And they've also now done it in China to humans. And so this is a mass experiment on us to cause mass mutations that can then be studied by the globalists to get life extension technologies, to find the Lazarus gene, to find the immortal cell lines. Those are all real things I just mentioned. An immortal cell line are cells that never die. And they discovered them. They're real. Normally, if you get it, though, it's known as a very fast-acting type of cancer. It's a cancer that kills you in about a week or two. And so I've read a lot of their publications, and I've done a lot of research, but I was watching Jay Dyer yesterday in the fourth hour, and I'm going to invite him on with us tomorrow. I haven't asked him yet. I just decided to do this about 30 minutes ago. But regardless, I'll be covering all the documents myself and to see if he wants to do an hour commercial-free with us to go into these, because this is their publications, their books, their top people. And their admission. And so I want to explain something to everybody. This globalist runaway, breakaway civilization, the scientific takeover, has been beta testing for decades. Now they've gone live. And this is definitely the big one. I knew they had some plans to release bioweapons, scare us, lock us down for a while, and then incrementally release bioweapons that were more deadly to slowly cull our numbers. They've decided to just go all the way with this, with delayed kill operations. And now, again, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, head of vaccines, head of allergy development, came out in the Big Life site interview that's on InfoWars.com. We posted the whole thing. And he said, I'm sorry, I was always a mainline guy, but I've reverse-engineered this, and this is a poisonous gene therapy that is going to start shutting everybody's livers down within 6 months to 1 year, and it's also going to cause brain plaques, and it's also going to attack the babies in utero, and it's the end of humanity. That's the former chief scientist, former Pfizer VP. Your government is lying to you in a way that could lead to your death. That's a quote. So I'm reading that yesterday because a bunch of people sent it to me. And I'd already talked about how he signed on with Wolfgang Woodard, one of the heads of the Private Advisory Commission to the EU, very prestigious. And Woodard, and he wrote a big letter on December 1st begging Europe not to approve any of the vaccines. Not the virus vectors, not the Pfizer, not any of it. Because they all do the same thing. And it got almost no attention. And they followed an injunction. And the EU just brushed it aside. But now what he said in that report in December, here we are 4 months later, and everything they talked about is now coming true. But you have to understand, in the SPARS report, it also says within 6 months to a year, the brain fog, the spongiform encephalopathy, the prions, the mad cow disease, you'll be enjoying, the liver failure you'll be enjoying. But they're going to say when that happens that another virus is doing it. That's why they picked the common cold, because now they're just going to claim, oh, there's a new variant of COVID that did this to you. But they own it out of a lab so they can release more deadly versions of it later. They've actually tested and cooked up and already tested on animals and humans. So when they said skip animal trials, they actually did animal trials under other names. Starting about a decade ago, we have all those documents. We've covered them a year ago with the former, the guy that wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, former head of the United Nations prosecution operation. I mean, that's an insider as it gets, top Harvard PhD, Dr. Boyle. He'll tell you all the exact same thing I'm telling you. He predicted a year ago that this was a gene therapy takeover. So he's not really predicting, and he's knows a little bit more than he says on air, obviously, with his sources. I'm not saying he's involved in any of it. He's at the top. He's just not part of it. But he's been at the top. So, you know, the guy that invented the polio vaccine said there's too many people. We need to give people cancer. He did. He gave my grandmother polio, a live polio vaccine. And they told her she got it from him. And she also got infected, obviously, with SV40, the cancer virus. But her body fought it off. So, you know, these people are hurting us and they're hurting us all. And they mean business. So tomorrow I'm going to release all this huge information. Now, that said, I have a limited size crew. And I'm not complaining. It's just that I could get a lot more done if I had a bigger crew. So they all got back exhausted from the border a day after I got back. I got back Tuesday. They got back Wednesday. And they were up here yesterday working late, going through the hours of footage they have. And so I said, oh, let me see some of the reports you're working on. And this is about an hour before the show. They played me a report, and I actually started having an anxiety attack and couldn't even talk for a minute because 1,000 points hit my mind of how conditioned we've all gotten just to put up with this. I was witnessing child smuggling from the border to the Catholic charity, which is not even Catholic. It's a communist group, to the airport, and we even have men, they're not even hiding this, saying, I want that woman, I like her, and then the nun, who's got devil tattoos and Grim Reaper tattoos of the cartel all over her, the nun, takes the women's cell phones, they're not even hiding this, and says, you don't get these anymore, and then the women are sent, so I mean, we're basically watching auctions. And these people think this is so normal. So you always heard about slave blocks, and then they're selling slaves up on a block, and people are bidding on them. I'm sitting there watching this, and we have hours of this. And we're all so conditioned that even my team, which is doing a great job, they're overworked, exhausted, is like, oh, yeah, and here's this. We confront them. Meanwhile, You've got the national news in over 100 publications saying I made up the smuggling, and then it's fake. They said it's theater, but it's real, but they were helping the children they're cramming in the back of the trunk. Unbelievable. Snopes. So I have now officially seen it all. And so thank God we got banned out of video. I'm not sure how long. But the Texas Rangers could go in there in an hour, any of these places, and just find massive crimes. It's definitely illegal. They're smuggling them across the border. And then what they're doing is illegal. And they're taking their phones away. And there's literally dudes and they're going, I want this one. I want that one. I'm speechless. I'm just speechless at this point.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, down in South Texas, and it's going on in Arizona and California and all across the southwest border, Mexico, the puppet president said, surge the border. They did. Now they're coming across by the hundreds of thousands every week. It's not 170-something thousand a month. It's way above that. That's just who they caught. They are then taken to cartel facilities that masquerade as charities. And single women, women with children, are processed like you would process produce. And these different liberal NGOs, but also private individuals, come and say, I want that one. I want this one. And this is in front of news crews? I mean, when I saw this footage this morning, because I left Tuesday night, and the crew stayed another day, and then they drove back. This is in McAllen, Texas. And it was like, it was surreal. It was beyond a movie. It's real. I get why people think that's fake with me jumping in front of the car and the kids being put in the trunk, because it just doesn't seem real. But it is. Well, this footage is powerful. And I said, I'm going to play that star of the show. And Rob Deuce said, oh, no, I got stuff even worse. Let me go through all our hours of footage and put it out. And I'm like, I understand you got to get back to your wife and family. I understand you had to take a rest. You were working 14 hours a day before that. But we've just got to hire more people. We've got to be able to process all this. I mean, I that's the frustration here is that look at all these articles of your TV viewer. Like, I've looked at most of these. I've read a lot of these. This is not a stunt, like a prop to have this up. One of these I could talk for a full hour on. The death of the Duke of Edinburgh. The global government. Bill Gates officially wanting to black out the sun. I told you that in 1995. All of this is insane. You could talk for a whole show about geoengineering and Bill Gates now admitting he's behind it. Of course he is. I made films about it. And boy, do they make fun of me. You can even find articles like 10 years ago. Jones claims Bill Gates controls the weather because I have all the Department of Energy documents. And of course they're playing God. You know how small the planet is? Very easy to manipulate things. And I have all the admissions. So I've got all this news, but even bigger than the collapsed border and the lawlessness and all of it is the chief scientist at Pfizer, who left on good terms, big scientist. It's not like some disgraced person saying this is designed to depopulate you in a huge interview. And he said the way the media is lying, the way we're being censored, the way it's all being done, he lays out in December what was going to happen with other top scientists, and now it's happening, and he just said, my God, they're not just being opportunistic making money. This is a strategic plan, and it sounds like I wrote what he says. You're like, that's Alex Jones. It's not Alex Jones. If you go to the zoo and you see a seal bouncing a beach ball on its nose, and everybody sees the same thing, you see it because it happened. Hey, look, it's bouncing a beach ball. He gave it a fish. Hey, what'd you see? He bounced the beach ball. It's like going and watching a football game. You all see the same thing together. Oh, that quarterback just threw that 30-yard pass. That was a good pass. We all see the same thing because Bill Gates even says he wants to kill everybody. And people used to say, like, why does Jones obsess on Bill Gates? Because every time I dug into something, whether it was Jeffrey Epstein or whether it was secret cloning operations or whether it was weather modification, he is the chairman of the secret global medical mafia. And the guy that ties it all together with the UN and the Chi-Coms and the whole system is Klaus Schwab, is the president of the world. Klaus Schwab is like the president. But the president's like the president of Coca-Cola. He goes to parties and promotes the overall idea and has the big meetings. It's the guys behind the scenes. They're actually, you know, running it. The scientists, the generals, the what you want to call the controllers. When I say generals, I don't mean military generals. I mean the generals of the New World Order. The field marshals that are running this military operation against us. And Bill Gates is the science officer. In fact, they even call him that. They even say he is the chief science officer. I told you 10 years ago he's the chief science officer. Now there are articles calling him the planet's science officer. And I learned, studying history and growing up and seeing some of it, that the real global government is a scientific cult run by science officers. And that's what they call themselves, is science officers. And you know what? If you won't grow up and at least address them at their level and know what's going on, you have no hope. They have no respect for you because you won't even read their writings and address them head on. They respect me. I respect them. They're very evil, bad people. But the fact that folks want to play games and deny this for short-term expediency just to feel like you're in control when you're not, is the reason they believe they have a right to do this to you. Well, as an audience of activists, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the sheep out there that tune in and think this is funny. But let me just stop here. I'm going to come back and hit all this and get into it. There's just so much today and try to cover as much of this as I can. But let me just say this. I am spending all the capital I have. I have already helped other people get equipment and producers and kept people on air and beefed up Bandot Video and done a lot of other things. And I'm maxed out and I'm just going to trust God and I'm just going to spend all the money in our reserves and hire what I need to cover the border and cover globalism and just do what I have to. But I'll tell you this. It's very frustrating to have an extra 5-10 million people visiting the sites a day right now. but revenue's down because people just do not buy anything at InfoWarsStore.com. And I get sponsors, and then, you know, they get an okay response, but it's not what we need to operate. Notice I brought some sponsors back on. So I need you to understand that this is the tip of the spear, and when you fund us, it's the tip of the spear. Plus, these are products you absolutely need. So get T-shirts, get books, get water filtration, get air filtration, get shortwave radios. Get the supplements like Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. And Winter Sun, you need them. They're high grade, high quality. And get some Rainforest Plus and get some lung cleanse and get some fish oil and our krill oil's highest grade. And do your shopping with us because it's very frustrating to exhaust some of the crew I have and then not even have crew to do what I need to. I mean, you already see us delivering on every front with the hardcore knowledge. I need more people. And I'm not just mortgaged my house. I'm putting it up for sale next week, and I'm selling everything because there's not going to be anything here anyways. And I'm going to fight to the very end and then evacuate to the countryside when the whole thing comes down. And I've got the whole blueprint how that's going to look. It's going to be sooner than I thought. And just you're not going to recognize anything in 2-3 years if we don't stop them. We could push them back, but I'm just telling you, you're going to have tens of millions of people dying next year from the vaccines they took. And I'm going to explain how all that's going to work as well. So you better tell people to tune in. You better pray to God, and you better spread the word because I'm telling you, it's on. And we're one of the main weapons in the fight against this. General Flynn told you that. Many others have. We need your support, so take action. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank all you that have been supporting us. You've changed the world.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh, no, it's 3G chess, 5G chess. He's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government, the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from it. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed. And now people are going to feel the sting and the pain. Energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
As negative as times are right now and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will, and that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com. The revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live. I want to thank you all for joining us. I want to thank the crew for the great job they're doing. Let me tell you about some of the big guests we've got coming up today. Brad Keyes was that high school track coach that got fired because he wasn't in the cult and wouldn't make his students wear masks when they ran their races. We also have Theresa Mullins, the flight attendant that quit her job over the mask torture of children and more. These are folks that are standing up, and every time we call them, they're listeners. So honored that it's our listeners that are the front line of the global fight, including the church up in Canada. There's a bunch of churches up in Canada that are saying no to tyranny. And our guest host, Steve Peters, does an amazing job. He'll be hosting the fourth hour and has that Polish pastor from Calgary that kicked the Gestapo out. He'll be on the transmission coming up today. All of this is the communist Chinese model that's not coming. It's here. As the Prime Minister of Canada said, China's dictatorship is the model, and he admires it, close quote. Their basic dictatorship. Let me read you a few other headlines just so you get the flavor of where we're at. Because it's just settled in on me. Like, you think you're awake, and then every 24 hours now, I become even more awake. And I always, in my mind, try to be as accurate as I can with all the data, but I subconsciously wanted to push it off in my mind further. The total collapse, the takeover. But if they're able to continue the domino effect they've got happening right now, people submitting. I mean, England said, okay, it's official. You want to go in a store, go in a bar, you got to have a COVID passport. You want food, you got to have it, or we're going to put you in a camp. But they said for months, oh, we'll never do that. It's a conspiracy theory, so no opposition would form. It's all psychological. So that when they did it, it would just go through. We have that information. But look at these headlines. Bill Gates backs project to dim the sun, Tucker Carlson reacts. Now, what happened is Gates is already heading up a Department of Energy program since 1995 doing this as a high-altitude aerosol campaign. And they have hearings and symposiums and congressional reports and C-SPAN events, and the CIA puts out press releases, and the Council on Foreign Relations puts out huge essays on it. And then I cover it. The news says he's insane. It doesn't exist. But they go, oh, that's just a condensation trail up there, Alex. Don't be an idiot. Well, no, we know there's real condensation that disappears in a few minutes, the ice crystals, and then there's artificial nuclei sprayed out. But just think about if Trump had said, I'm going to block out the sun. They'd say, what are you, Dr. Evil? Are you a supervillain? But why is it Bill Gates? Oh, Bill Gates went to a European country and said, we want you to launch a rocket and spray some out to test. Out further towards the sun, some kind of a false ring of dust reflecting the sun back. And finally, Sweden and others that he'd asked to do it said no. But that was just them trying to entice them, like a heroin dealer or a fentanyl dealer will try to, you know, give heroin to 13-year-olds on the school ground. Like, here, have a little baggie of this, you know, like George Floyd was out doing here. Enjoy some fentanyl. By the way, his drug dealer's lawyer said he will not testify under the Fifth Amendment because he'll be indicted for killing George Floyd. The evidence is they killed George Floyd. Well, of course, he had three times the limit to kill a man his size, but that's okay because it's more fun to just have racial division in the country. But continuing, this is where we are. So you got a mad scientist that has his PR groups everywhere saying black people are twice as unlikely to be vaccinated because of racism. We're going to go to their houses with the army and tell them they should really take it. And I see videos of like old black women going, Jesus, love me. I hope I don't die. I'm scared. While they're giving them shots. And then I know people that have taken the shots and gotten deathly ill, or people I warned whose elderly parents took it and one of them died a day later. I mean, I know people dying. And the numbers are, it's off the chart. That's just because it's so strong, ladies and gentlemen. It's meant to kill you in the actuaries in 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years. It's a soft kill weapon. And that's what the former chief science advisor, former chief scientist at Pfizer just came out and said. He said, this is a planned operation, and I've looked at what it does. And it's going to attack fertility, it's going to attack your immune system, it's going to cause autoimmune response, and it's going to shut off your liver. Because they know with a lot of these gene therapies, you can get it to change what you want, but it always hurts the liver. And then, oh, who knows why everybody's dying of the no liver. Like all these mothers and young people that go get the shot and they're dead in 3 days from total organ failure. The kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the lungs, the heart, it's all bye-bye. And what a surprise. A guy that wants to black out the sun, a guy that wants you to eat GMO, a guy that bought into Monsanto and all the Agent Orange, a guy that says he wants to depopulate the earth, that he wants to genetically engineer some mosquitoes to suck your blood and sterilize you with a vaccine delivery system. This is all public. The guy that says we should kill old people is pushing something that kills people. Wow. What a guy that's banned in 30-plus countries and whose Pfizer-backed vaccine was banned in India. Remember when I first reported that months ago and they said, oh, Snopes said it wasn't true. Oh, well, Snopes said so. I mean, really, how many countries have banned Pfizer last time I checked? Over 20. How many have banned the J&J? A bunch. How many have banned the AstraZeneca? Oh, it's over 50 last time I checked. 26 in Europe. Oh, but Snopes said it's not true. Okay, all right. That's fine. So, that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen, and they don't care anymore. I want to explain something. When you're at a so-called major charity, and there are children brought in, sometimes alone, begging for mama, with men, with women, and the nuns have tattoos all over them of the drug cartels, both arms, both legs, and they take the women's phones away, and then a man comes and says, I want that one, I want this one, and we're like filming this, and he says, hey, they're coming anyways, because they're so confident, folks. This is in front of us. And then the national media sits there and says, oh, Governor Abbott claims there's sex abuse. Oh, folks, there's dead bodies all over the place. There's raped children. I interview law enforcement that is having nervous breakdowns and doesn't know what to do because they're in the facilities and there are adults and other teenagers raping babies. And the governor finally has a soul and says it's horrible. He needs the feds to stop it, or he needs the Texas Rangers to go in, and the media attacks the governor and says, oh, he's a conspiracy theorist. Ladies and gentlemen, again, people say, oh, my gosh, you have all this footage? Yes, we have hours of it. You're like, why did you get that up? I love the comments on Bandit videos telling me, Jones ought to do this, Jones ought to do that. That's a minority of folks doing that. And you know what? I really should do that. You know, other revolutionaries rob banks and stuff, and I'm not going to rob banks, but, you know, if you're stopping child smuggling and the banks are laundering the money, at a certain point, maybe you do rob banks to get money to fight them. You know what I mean? Like, you know, maybe that's an idea there. But see, I'm not going to do that myself. I'm not being literal here. What I'm saying is, what do you expect us to do? What do you want me to do? I'm working 18 hours a day. I cannot even get all this out on air. Everything is unfolding. It is totally insane. And I'm not complaining because I don't have PTSD and I don't play the victim here. Can you imagine being around this stuff for 27 years and then now it's coming to the quickening? And you do want to get a lot done. You do want to have more reporters. You do want to have more crew. But you can't even find the good people or get the money to hire them. So I'll say it again. We need funds. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. There's a support button right there. You can make $5, $10, $100 donations. That way we actually get almost all the money, 95% of it, instead of, you know, buy the products, we get 30, 40, 50%. I need money. I'm spending all the money we got to do this. You're going to see major action, but get in there and get products you need at the same time. At InfoWarsStore.com. Show me that you support it. Show us what you want us to do. I'm going to commit no matter what. I'm going all the way to the end like an old horse. I'll keep running until my heart blows up. Stay with us.
When I tell you to supplement your natural diet so you'll be healthier and fund the M4 at the same time, I'm not lecturing you. I eat too much red meat. I drink too much. I work too much. I have my own issues with stress. But I can tell you, without Winter Sun, without Vitamin Mineral Fusion, without Lung Cleanse, all three of which I take every day, I would not be able to continue in what I do. These are amazing products. And if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals, you're not going to be able to function. In fact, you're going to die. That's why people starve for lack of food. These products have it all concentrated in one place for you to make sure that every essential vitamin mineral you need, you get. The D3, the K, in Winter Sun, and all of them together with amino acids in Vitamin Mineral Fusion and then Lung Cleanse. Research it for yourself. It's amazing. They're all 50% off together, 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock for a limited time, and it funds the InfoWar.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today.
InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I always knew the New World Order was coming.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm coming in tomorrow, and we're going to tape to air, meaning we're going to tape for 2 hours, maybe 3 hours, and then as soon as that's ready, we'll add any little documents or articles to it, video clips, and then we'll put it out at 5 or 6 at night, I would imagine. People really like it, and it's been getting the special Saturday shows on band.video, but all doing about 1 million viewers and on really hardcore topics. And that way we don't have the breaks, we don't have the music. It's just straight to it, and we have long-form guests on. Some of the videos are getting 5 million views. The latest one last Saturday has 2.5 million on our site, and I know the globalists are watching. I mean, they can find it if they want to delete it. I'm sure they will. I saw one video with 10 million views on a certain platform. So shove it down your globalist, you know what, because we are kicking your ass thanks to the listener support and thanks to the good Lord above. So, again, listeners are really knocking it out of the park when it comes to spreading the word. Now, if you just put change in the kitty, I want to send a 10-man team down, and I'm going to, and you heard Ted Nugent's going to, I'm not going to say when, but I'm going to send a 10-person team down to the border. And, again, I don't really have the money for it. So I told my wife this morning, I said, you know, we're selling this big house. She's like, okay, that's fine. I don't want to be here anyways. Everything's collapsing. And I said, absolutely. And it's already got a mortgage on it, a big one. So we're just going to sell it and move into a shack somewhere on the edge of town and then have a redoubt at a far off place. But that's it, man. I mean, that's how serious I am about this. This is it. Okay. So it's all going away. I'm not trying to be negative here. You need to know this. You need to know that nothing you see, like when Christ pointed to the Pharisees at Jerusalem, and he said, before this generation passes, that's 75 years on average, there will not be one stone sitting on top of another here. And 70 years to the day Jerusalem fell and Titus leveled it and gave the order that not one stone be left standing. Well, I'm not saying, and I'm not Christ, I'm just saying, that's an example that I, gut level, spirits level, intellectual level, military level, I'm telling you that it's done. I have all the top scientists concurring with what I'm saying, former head of defense intelligence, top other individuals that do this for a living, and they say, no, it's all true. This is a total takedown plan. The former chief scientist at Pfizer says it is a planetary collapse takeover plan. Do you know what's going to happen in a year, 2 years, when hundreds of millions of people are sick in America from the vaccine? We're going to be the most vaccinated country. It will collapse the whole country. It's a planned takedown. America is under chemical, biological attack right now through the NIH and Fauci and Gates. The Chi-Coms ran the fear operation, and now it's here. And they think you're so stupid, they're going to carry all this out. And they even war game how they're going to condition you and say another virus is what's going to kill you in 6 months to a year. That's why I said Bill Gates will come out and say a more deadly virus is coming. And he did it because I know their plan. And then I found damn plans that say just that. Because these people operate the same. I know them up one side, down the other, backwards and forwards. And here's the deal. The one thing, I thought they might have some self-preservation left in them. But they are under Satan's control and under orders from the fallen one. I mean, put two and two together, the fallen one. I mean, come on, it's right there in front of you. And the fallen one that they're so enamored with is ordering them to kill everybody if they want to have a chance to live. So they're held hostage too. Bill Gates and all these people, they're all held hostage by this damn entity. And everybody already knows in their guts that's what it is. It's a non-human force. And that's why they've got all this super science. And that's why they've kept us at this arrested level. And they give us 50-year-old technology with Trojan horses in it because they're breaking away from us. They've made the decision. And we all just sit here like fools and go along with that, acting like as they take more of our freedoms, if we just give in to their oppression, they'll let us go back to the movie theaters, they'll let us go back to the ball games. Oh, yeah, if you have your digital scan, if you have all your shots that kill you. And the top scientists all look at this, they all say the same thing. They go, this doesn't protect you from a cold. This causes people to produce deadly variants. This causes people to have autoimmune disorders. I mean, I have the whole article posted from LifeSiteNews.com. It's on InfoWars.com. Share it now. Exclusive former Pfizer VP. Your government is trying to kill your ass. And he says that in here. Your government is lying to you in a way that could lead to your death. Dr. Michael Yeadon, Pfizer's former vice president and chief scientist for allergy and respiratory. There, 33 years. Recently retired, and it goes right into it, right here. He says it is a takeover plan. It is a conspiracy, not just convergent opportunism. Endgame, vaccine passports tied to spending allowances through control, social credit score, carbon credits. And he goes on to say, you introduce characteristics which could be harmful and could even be lethal. And you can even tune it in and let's put in some gene that will cause liver injury over the 9-month period or cause your kidneys to fail, but not until you encounter this kind of organism. That would be quite possible. It's a binary weapon. Biotechnology provides you with limitless ways, frankly, to injure or kill billions of people. And he goes through to say, looking at the vaccine is what it's designed to do. This is serious, people. Remember what Bill Joy said in 1999 in an article on the cover of Wired magazine, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. Remember what he said. He said, I went to a conference with 200-plus top billionaires, owners of big tech, all of them were there, for a 3-day weekend at a closed conference, and we said there's too many people, and humans have become obsolete, and we're not just going to replace them with robots. We just need to go ahead and either let them entertain themselves and sterilize everybody, but let them live out their lives and then phase out most of humanity, or we just go ahead and start killing everybody. And the decision was go ahead and kill everybody. And then he goes on to say, maybe the Unabomber's right. Because, you know, the Unabomber was in the CIA. It wasn't just an MKUltra. This is all declassified. And he found out about this and got really freaked out and started trying to blow up people he knew was involved to say, we just need to go back to an agrarian society. Get rid. His thing was just don't have technology at all. Imagine being in the CIA and they brief you on this. Well, I mean, they briefed my dad when he was in high school on this because he was in Plan 2 at UT. They were obviously trying to recruit him into that. He got out of it. But that's how widespread this is, ladies and gentlemen. But the group trying to recruit my dad was above the CIA. It was the scientists. That's who it is. That's who runs it. That's what they call themselves. So it's their world. We're just living in it until we wake up to this and say no. So next hour, I'm going to, if they get it done, and I'm not hurrying them because, again, I saw this bombshell footage, and there's hours of it, and they're trying to boil it down for you, of basically humans being auctioned off. I mean, and then by tomorrow, I just had to have a talk with Rob Dew, who I love. He usually wants to be up for 7 days a week. He said, listen, I got to be with my family some because he's moving next week. And I just said, sorry, you're coming in tomorrow, aren't you? He goes, yeah, actually, I will come in tomorrow. But that's why I'm bitching about the fact is I don't have anybody here, man. Everybody's been working 7-8 days a week, literally. Sometimes, you know, I know there's only 7 days a week. It's a joke. But and we're not complaining. It's just that it's crazy how much data we have and how out of control it is. But I'll cover it all next hour. And then we have the man coming on who got fired because he wouldn't make the race team, the track and field team wear a mask, Brad Keyes, and then Theresa Mullis is coming on. She's a flight attendant that quit over all the tyranny and evil. But understand, this is just the beginning. They're not just getting a world ID in place and all this to control us. They're getting it all in place, so then they're going to launch their main attack. And when they tell you you're non-essential, they're telling you we're going to kill you. And then, oh, I want to be cool. I want to be back to the movies. I want my job back. I want to be able to be essential. Well, you do that by saying you're essential and not complying. But instead, you roll your sleeve up and go take the shot. You're dead. Might take a year, might take 3 years, might take 5 years, but you're dead. That's why Gates, though, wants 10 shots. He wants to make sure you die. All right? He'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This is unbelievable. We're going to lay it all out in the next hour. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video. Please, everyone you know, tune in now. Stay with us.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson. Tonight we often accuse politicians of dishonesty on this show, but there are grades of it. Let's boil it down. Nothing the Democratic Party advocates for is more dishonest than gun control. Everything about that one specific issue is false. Most policy debates actually aren't like that, and we try to be honest about it on the show. No matter how passionate you are about a position that you have, you can still sort of see what the other side is talking about. You might, for example, deeply dislike taxes, but you can still acknowledge it is fair to charge people for the services they receive from the government. So their side isn't crazy, they just arrived at a different number than you did. Or you can hate abortion, and we do, and you can still understand, if you're being totally honest about it, why a scared pregnant teenager might be tempted to have one. But gun control is not like that. Gun control is entirely fraudulent. The Democratic Party claims that guns cause violence. That's the core claim, and it is a lie. It is provably untrue. The places in this country that have the most guns and the loosest controls on those guns also have the least gun violence, the fewest killings. That's the bottom line. You could look it up. It's publicly available to anyone. Anyone who tries to restrict your legally owned firearms is not trying to make America safer. The point is to disarm you, to strip you of your autonomy, your power, your right of self-defense. Gun control is not about guns. Gun control is about who controls America. Is it the population, as in a democracy? Or does all control go to a small group of authoritarians, as in an oligarchy? Those are the stakes in the gun control debate. It's not about guns. It's about who runs the country. So with that in mind, Joe Biden's speech today calling for more gun control should make you uncomfortable. Almost nothing Biden said was true. We could go down the list, but here are a few highlights to give you the flavor. Biden claimed that firearms purchased at gun shows are exempt from background checks. That's a lie, as anyone who's ever been to a gun show can tell you. Joe Biden claimed that gun manufacturers have total immunity against lawsuits. That's also a lie. Gun manufacturers get sued all the time. Ask them.
Good pause. The same group of Democrat Party lawyers that sued Remington into bankruptcy are the people trying to sue me into bankruptcy. I mean, it's just, again, the level. And his own son would have been under red flag laws and should have gone to jail, but didn't. I'm sorry, go back to Tucker Carlson.
He announced how he plans to restrict your Second Amendment rights. Joe Biden wanted to remind you that those rights are not real in the first place. They are not, as he put it, absolute.
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. They're phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake for what we're talking about. But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
You heard the sirens in the background responding to the skyrocketing crime rate in the city he presides over. But the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's the promise in the U.S. Constitution. But according to Joe Biden, it's still not an absolute right, despite what the text says. No, that right is subject to his approval and his interpretation. Joe Biden is in charge.
Very powerful, full 15-minute report at Infowars.com. Please share it. And I know you know about Tucker Carlson. Most of you are like, yeah, we already watched him last night. I know. Share him with everybody. That's the whole point. We're in an information war. I know you know that. I'm just reminding you that you are everything when it comes to this planet. God is in control. But when it comes to action by us little guys, you're the king daddy. You are the private. You're the captain. You're the colonel. You're the general. You're the chief cook and bottle washer. So am I. That's why my family goes, why do you have to preach at people in the grocery store or on the street or everywhere? Why do you sit there and, you know, and shake everybody's hand and to talk to them? Because this is it. This is the war. It's just as important what I do in person as what I do on air. Probably more important. And I got to do it every time, everywhere, every place, always. Because I'm not rolling over and bowing down to this anti-human crap. Not going down without a fight. Quote Zapata, it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees as a slave. Plus, you're going to die on your damn knees if you're a slave. Standing up on your feet's what produces prosperity and justice. So I intend to live on my feet and destroy our enemies. I'll be right back.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, of all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
World government has been officially announced by the private, run-for-profit Federal Reserve. We'll look at the real implications of that coming up next segment. Thank you so much for joining us today. Sometime during the broadcast, as we're finishing it up now, we're going to air exclusive footage from the border that if you think us jumping in front of that car with the smuggled kids, because the whole thing's a smuggling operation, and the police coming and the kids being in the trunk, which the media tried to say was fake. Now they go, well, it really happened, but it's legal what they're doing, so it's fake that Jones says they're a smuggler trying to play these games. But I left Tuesday. They stayed Wednesday, got back Thursday. They just went through the hours of footage, and it's unbelievable. And I'm going to show even more because I'm going to do some more research on this and check with lawyers and people. But I'm going to go ahead and air it all tomorrow because it's the right thing to do. We're going to show you these people's faces and their names. And they need to be investigated. And we're not going to blur these children's faces because we need to know what they look like a missing persons. You're going to see unattended babies being handed off by nuns with devil tattoos all over them, cartel tattoos. And we have it from delivered over the border to the facility and then to the airport. And these people are so arrogant, they let us tape it. And then we've got full-grown adults from the East Coast down, and they're not squeezing on the tomatoes or the potatoes or the cantaloupes. They're literally inspecting the women, saying, "I want this one, I want that one." You folks, when I saw this morning, I literally had the worst anxiety attack of my life. I mean, I've had less of an anxiety attack watching my son born when my ex-wife was in labor for like 30 hours and his heart rate started going down and he could have died and they had to do a cesarean. I had a little bit of an anxiety attack. I have trouble breathing. I saw this. It had a full-on, at least 1 minute not being able to breathe. Because it's what it meant. We just show up and it's all happening. People are like, oh, how do you get this? It must be staged. This looks so horrible. Because it's going on constantly. It'd be like going to a slaughterhouse on a weekday afternoon and going, damn, there's a lot of cows getting killed in here. How'd you get all the video of cows getting their throats slit? You know, like going to the Indy 500 and going, sure are a lot of race cars around here. Or going to the NFL game going, damn, there's a lot of football players here. But coming up, we went inside, folks, and they aren't even hiding it. All right, that's enough. Thanks. And the guy walks over our cameras and he goes, well, they're going to come anyway. It's like, hey, guys, all right, I want her. Well, I want her. And I mean, I'm watching this tape. My crew couldn't believe it either. And it gets a lot worse. We have the whistleblowers. We've talked to law enforcement. They've reported it to the governor. The governor says he's going to do something about it. Why is he asking Obama to do it? That's really who the president is. I mean, O'Biden's running this. So, what does this signify that they're doing this brazenly? Remember the Russians 10 years ago? Putin said, we don't allow Americans to adopt Russians anymore because we found out you're giving them to people that are having sex with them and killing them. And the news is like, Dateline NBC, how dare Putin say that we're abusing Russian children? Of course they are. Hell, the UN constantly gets busted. Hillary's up to her eyeballs in it. And it's all like, oh, they're Hispanic. We're liberal. All right, here's the baby. Hand him over. We're going to fly this baby to New York. We're going to fly this baby to L.A. And we're sitting here going, and these are like one-year-old babies. And these people are arrogant about it because that's the bravado. That's the chutzpah of hiding it in plain view. You know, what I've seen is, let me just tell you, nobody should do anything with the United States because the United States doesn't exist anymore. That's why I had the anxiety attack. And what I'm saying is I'm not the guy that has the anxiety attacks. Some people point guns at me. I'm totally chill. But it was the ramification of the country's gone. It's way worse than I thought. Oh, my God, she's got Grim Reaper gang tattoos all over and they're handing children over and it's all admitted and the FBI waves background checks for the caregivers. Of course they do, because they're in the damn cartels. The FBI's gone. If it ever had anybody good, it doesn't matter. Oh my God. Print me that AP article, please. I didn't even know AP did an article on it. I mean, where's our soul? Where's our bottom? At what point do we stop doing this? I have Zbigniew Brzezinski, top globalist architect, 10 years ago, saying it's easier to kill a million people than it is to control them. And he recommended just depopulation, saying we can't control the planet, just kill everybody at the Canadian version of the Council on Foreign Relations. We're going to play that for you when we come back. Because it's the same. Dim the sun, run the planet, John Brennan, oh, we're controlling the weather. It's all the same attitude. It's all the same people. It's all the same operation. And if they've got the FBI saying, hey, the cartels can kids are undocumented, no one even knows who they are, little girls, little boys, little babies, and then they're just being handed off with envelopes of cash to random people, and the airports all stand down, but, oh, we all got to get a proctology exam when we fly, and we're wearing these masks, and we're putting up with all this, and they're just getting started. You're like, well, if they go for a gun confiscation, that'll cause a civil war. They want a civil war. And they've got that crazy new ATF director that's literally a lunatic. They're all a bunch of freaks. They're all a bunch of crazy people that took over because we let them. They stole the damn election. And now they're going to wreck the whole country and the whole world in the process. So you can't stop these people. They're totally possessed by Satan. The rest of the country's in a trance. And all we can do is protect ourselves at this point and you know, hope that God's spirit re-enters some of these people. But, I mean, this is a good versus evil situation, period. All right, I'm going to come back and hit the geoengineering and how it's such a big deal that it's all being broken right now and admitted to. And then we're going to talk about hope and how to take action against this by saying no to the world ID, no to the QR code, no to the vaccine passports. As the chief former scientist at Pfizer said, he said, you must block this now. You must stop this now. Ron Paul said, you must stop this now. I've said that. This is it. You've got to say no. You know, Paul Watson's got to leave London. I saw a tweet where he said, well, I just won't go to restaurants or bars anymore because I got to have this. No, you got to fight it. You got to turn, because next it'll be you won't be able to get food, Paul. Next they're going to take you to a damn camp, Paul. It's all going to happen. Next phase, UN run, Bill Gates controlled, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and the Clinton Global Initiative run worldwide, the hiring, the training, and the funding for the Global Initiative. Those crazy people, that old crazy man, pervert, devil worshiper, and his devil worshiper wife, run the program and said a year ago they're going to come in your house. That's what all the college students are going to do. And they're going to have guns and they're on power trips. And by the way, when you tell them, hey, these vaccines are poisonous, they go, we know. Behind the scenes, they're like, we know. Die. Die. They're coming to kill everybody. They're in on it. They know. They're in on it. They are coming to kill you. The chief scientist at Pfizer said, quote, go read the article on InfoWars.com. He said, they're coming to kill you and your family. 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 And they're just ramping it up. Oh, there's still deadly strains because you didn't take it. Oh, it's your fault. Oh, someone fought back. Oh, no one taking shots or terrorists. Oh, arrest them all. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's right here. We're going to cover it all. We come back and Brzezinski says he's going to kill you. We'll be right back. Of course, he's burning in hell right now with Prince Philip. Stay with us.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com. The revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
It's hard to believe that we're already into the middle of April, and our borders collapsing and world governments being announced, and Joe Biden's coming after our guns and trying to start a war with Russia, but told China they could take over Hong Kong and Taiwan. So China's done a blockade around Taiwan and is threatening to invade Hong Kong. They already sent troops into Hong Kong. This is madness. And our government's been hijacked now by these globalists, and they're trying to shut us down. They took our sponsors away a long time ago. But you sponsor us by buying products direct. So these are already great products you need. Whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, or whether it's Winter Sun, or whether it's Lung Cleanse, they're all 40% off individually, 50% off when you order them in combos or together. But regardless, it funds the InfoWar, which is the reason to win. So this critical time in history with all this craziness happening, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to remind you, these are products you and your family already need, and they fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So take advantage of these products today. Find them at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back to The Alex Jones Broadcast. When I see all this news about controlling the weather and forcibly depopulating us and all these admissions coming out, it made me think of Zbigniew Brzezinski, whose horrible, evil daughter hosts the Morning Psycho Joe on CNBC. It makes me think about her father 10 years ago in Canada speaking to their council on foreign relations about the fact that propaganda can't control people anymore. It's cheaper just to kill them.
Of their power is greater than ever. Their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control 1 million people, literally. It was easier to control 1 million people than physically to kill 1 million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than to control 1 million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than to control 1 million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than to
And the crew did a great job finding that so quickly, but I didn't check it beforehand. There's actually him on TV saying that. We'll try to find that. That's kind of a loop of him saying it, but that is indeed Zbigniew Brzezinski. You can find that clip somewhere. It's from 10 years ago. Who knows? It may have been taken down, but I remember playing it quite a bit on the show, so there's the audio that they did find. Now, let's play with the video. The CIA director at the time, this is 6 years ago, John Brennan, on transnational threats to global security, June 29th, 2016, Council on Foreign Relations. And this is him talking about all the weather modification they're already doing and how they have, you know, UN treaty, they need a new treaty, but how they've basically kept it secret from the public because other folks get upset about it. Here it is.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives.
So we're not just going to turn your power plants off and take away your fertilizer and your meat and everything else and make you eat seaweeds. We're also going to dim the sun so you don't get enough sun for your crops. Total control. Now, they've moved on to the space angle of this, but it's the added barium salts, lipid oxide, and also radioactive isotopes to jet fuel and the patents that they won a Nobel Prize for in 92. Or was it 93, that are aerosolized out and create the nuclei and create the artificial clouds. So they're doing it with the jet companies. And it's just added to the major producers. It's not in all the jet fuel. So that's how it works. I know some of the mechanics are pissed off about it because since it started in the 90s, they noticed the rotors and all this stuff have problems. This also eats the jet engines. It's caused a lot of engine problems. So... but they talk to you like you're a child. Oh, there's none of that going on, even though now, oh, Bill Gates wants to control the sun. And imagine what would happen if Trump would have said this. They'd say, well, he's an evil super genius, or he's Dr. Evil. He can't allow this. He's a James Bond villain. But when they do it, it's just another thing. Like, who's this Bill Gates? Oh, he's going to control your gut flora. He's going to control your body. He's going to make you take these shots that they didn't do testing of. And if you criticize it, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they'll block you and say it's tested and shows it's safe, including the woman who died a few days later. She said, I'm a young lady. I'm super sick. I feel like I'm dying. She died a few days later. The doctor said the vaccine probably killed her. But they went on her Facebook and said, there's no proof of that. It's safe and was all tested and approved by the FDA, even though that's not true. So that's what big tech's become, is a lying, murdering system to suppress us. Here's Tucker talking some about the plot to block out the sun that we told you about 20 years ago.
I, who made billions out of creating super clunky corporate software. What you didn't realize is that Bill Gates doesn't think of himself that way. Bill Gates doesn't think of himself as some guy who got super rich making bad software. Bill Gates thinks of himself as God, in control of the solar system. And that's why Bill Gates is now backing something called sun-dimming technology that would reflect sunlight out of the Earth's atmosphere, causing global cooling. Ooh, that's not fraught with risks. You thought gain-of-function research on pathogens was dangerous? Try that. But that doesn't stop Harvard University. Its scientists are testing that technology by spewing calcium carbonate dust into the atmosphere.
Bill Gates is backing the first high-altitude experiment of one radical climate change solution, creating a massive chemical cloud that could cool the Earth. It's called solar geoengineering, and it's highly controversial. It would look something like this. Thousands of planes would fly very high and use nozzles to inject millions of tons of light-reflecting particles into the stratosphere. It would create a thin chemical cloud of those particles around the whole planet, blocking some sunlight from reaching the surface. It would mimic a giant volcanic eruption, which we know cools the Earth.
Now, just to restate, Bill Gates is not God. Bill Gates is some kind of weird, socially awkward rich guy who lives in Seattle. He doesn't own the planet. But he's now changing the planet single-handedly. This is not just over his yard in Seattle. This is over your yard.
The full report is at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And obviously, I began covering what is known as the general tongue or nomenclature as chemtrails. But it's just geoengineering, and it's done with the planes, and it's added the jet fuel, just like NBC just showed you. But when NBC shows it to you, you know, it's a good thing. It's loving. Bill Gates is going to save you. Well, they have a Matrix cartoon about it. You know, it's meant to kill the robots so they don't get solar power. But the reality is that these people just want to play God. They're already manipulating the weather. They're manipulating you through 5G. They're manipulating you through all the GMO. They're manipulating you with these vaccines, which they admit are untested and very dangerous and have liability protection for. And so that's what they're doing. Meanwhile, we have the private Federal Reserve coming out saying they want world government to control everybody's bank accounts. We'll tell you about that after our next special guest joins us. He's the track coach that got fired for saying, yeah, we're not going to run in the track meets with these diapers over our faces to make somebody have their lung collapse. We'll be right back on the other side. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got a real thought criminal on with us. New Hampshire track coach says he was fired for violating school's mask mandate. Really, 15 days to cut the curve? Hospitals were all full. They weren't supposed to have millions and millions dead. It wasn't true. They counted all the other deaths as COVID, and now they say the mask can never come off. And Klaus Schwab says this is about a carbon tax. This is about humans being bad. We need carbon lockdowns. So he himself has been a champion track guy and then went on to be a software developer, moved to New Hampshire with his family, wife of and four daughters, 2005, started coaching at Pembroke Academy Public School 3 years ago. His youngest daughter was a freshman on the team. This would have been his fourth year, patrackandfield.com. Brad Keyes is a thought criminal, and he joins us again via video Skype to talk about this and where this is all going. Thank you so much for coming on with us today, sir.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on. I appreciate it.
You've got the floor here. I mean, talk about why this doesn't make sense, why you did what you did. I know people had lungs collapse wearing these. This is just asinine. This is the NFL isn't wearing these, even if you believe in the COVID hoax. What's really happening here?
It makes absolutely no sense to me. Basically, 3 weeks ago, the NHIAA, the governing body for sports in New Hampshire, came out with their recommendations for spring sports. For track in particular, it was that all meets, all races, students would be wearing masks. At first, a few coaches that I talked to said, hey, wait a minute, coaches didn't get to review this. Give us a little time. So I waited a little bit because I was absolutely floored. I couldn't believe they were going to make kids wear masks while racing. So a week plus went by, got an email from my athletic director, said that here are the policies. I looked at them and nothing had changed. So I emailed them for confirmation, and I asked two questions. First of all, the policy said that this was recommended. So I asked whether it was truly recommended or required. And if it was required, if that meant that all races, all athletes from the 100-meter up to the 2-mile would be wearing masks in meets. And I got confirmation that, yes, it was required because our school and other schools in the area had accepted the recommendations, so they would be required. And that, yes, all athletes would be wearing masks in all races. They did make some exceptions for field events, shot put, discus, javelin, pole vault, and hurdles for safety purposes. But apparently there are no safety issues with masks when you're running a 2-mile.
Well, sure, they're using safety as a system of tyranny and oppression. And the more asinine they can make us submit to, the more rituals they can make us submit to, the better. So. Roll through then what ended up happening to you and that moment of truth when you didn't comply with this idiocy.
Sure. So, again, I was floored. I slept on it. I decided right away there was no way I was going to do that to my athletes. There was no way I was going to, one, force them to restrict their breathing in events that are almost 100% reliant on aerobic capacity and oxygen intake for the longer distances. But I also wasn't going to stand up and lie to them. I wasn't going to tell them, oh, here are the new rules. They make sense. They're for your own good. There are reasons behind this. So at first I actually thought about quitting, but then I realized if I quit, they would have just said, oh, thank you, and walked away and nothing would have happened. So I decided to write a letter, a very blatant letter that said, fire me if you must, and said I was not going to follow these mandates. I listed the reasons why. And that it was up to them to do what they wanted to do. I sent that on Saturday. I got the response Monday morning that I had been fired.
They love it. You know, I noticed that the flag is almost always at half mast now. It used to only happen like the president died or the Challenger blew up and it meant something. The flag's almost always at half mast. We're told America sucks. Everybody's bad. You know, you've got men in women's sports now. It's just everything is like a bizarro world. It's like we woke up in some type of fantasy land. I mean, obviously, all the studies show masks don't work. They don't protect you. It's a lie. But, I mean, did you ask them when did the mask ever go away? 10 years? 100 years? I mean, CNN says they're like seatbelts now. We should wear them forever.
They won't answer any questions. And the reason I did this was to get attention. There's no question. And to make a point. Fortunately, it's taken off. It's gone from local to regional to national. We have petitions being signed. I've got students on the team putting petitions out to other teams trying to get students to sign. I've got parents that are emailing.
Oh, yeah. This is as dumb as having men compete in women's sports. I mean, this is major opposition is forming. Tell us about that.
Yeah. We've got parents emailing and asking very specific questions of the NHIAA. The CDC guidelines and the WHO guidelines both state you should not wear masks during exercise, yet somehow the NHIAA has decided that masks for all spring sports will be worn, practices and competitions. K Tennis, you want to even get more ridiculous. Singles tennis. Tennis courts, you're 30 to 60 feet away from everybody else.
Let's be clear, NPR now says wear a mask permanently. I mean, this is a... What do you think's behind all this? I mean, I know what it is, but what's your view on it?
It's bureaucratic covering their butts. They want to say they've done something, so if anyone gets sick, it's not their fault.
Exactly. It's lawyers that got rid of diving boards and then playgrounds and jungle gyms, and now all new pools are like 2.5 feet deep because, deeper one, somebody could die in the deep end. I mean, this is the nanny state taking over.
Yes, and in my original email, I talked about the fact that I do think there are health concerns with wearing masks when you're running, and I kind of downplayed it, but the more I think about it, I'm getting a little more concerned about it. We do have kids with asthma. We have kids with heart conditions. But I actually went out on the track, and I put a mask on, and I ran a 200-meter and a 400-meter race relatively fast to find out what it really felt like. I've run all these events. I know what they feel like. The 400 meters is absolutely miserable. With the mask on, once you start hitting the point where you're relying strictly on oxygen, you start breathing heavily. You're sucking the mask into your mouth and your nose every time you breathe. It seals around your face.
You're basically being waterborne. Explain that. There's spit. There's mucus. I've tried it as well. Not that I'm a great jogger, but I did it. I almost fell over. I mean, I can run a mile if I need to. I'm a big guy, but I can do it. I tried to run a mile in this. A quarter mile into it, I was just like snot was coming out. My face was wet. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, it's insane. The only way those masks are designed for airflow around the edges. You suck it into your face and there is nothing around the edges. Everything has to come through the fabric, which got me thinking about what's coming off that fabric and being breathed into your lungs over and over again. And you're talking about kids who are outside with masks on, exercising 2 hours a day, 5-6 days a week.
Well, the studies show it's major league linked to bacterial pneumonia, but you've really done your research, sir. When we come back, I mean, let's talk about this and where this is going. We should all stand up. We should all say no. I know a lot of track operations aren't doing this. We can also ask the question, why is it happening so much in New Hampshire? But you're backed up, sir, by the medical stuff. Mainline medical sites say you should not run with a mask on your face before the fake pandemic and after. Why do you think they're doing this when this is a real medical issue versus the COVID hoax?
I don't think they're thinking. There is no rational reason. And I really would like to see the answer from the medical committee that has proved these as to what they thought they were preventing and why.
Absolutely. How do people find you that want to bypass the mainstream media and actually hear what a great leader and a patriot you are, leader Brad Keyes? How do people find you?
I've got a website, eatrackandfield.com. I've got a timeline there. I have the letters there. I also have a mailing list you can sign up for. I'll send out periodic emails, just listing
beautiful, because you're on the front lines of ending this lockdown, of ending this medical legal power grab. We'll talk to Brad Keyes of PA, letter PA, trackinfield.com. Share that link. We're all Brad Keyes now. We've all got to stand up and say no. Lost his job over this. I respect that.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com. The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control Big Pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together. The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to, because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Fetishizes the U.S. military and U.S. intelligence and all that Q stuff. But I told you, we have all the real sources in the U.S. military and U.S. intelligence. And they are patriots, and they're aware of the globalist takeover, and they understand that this lockdown, this COVID system is an excuse for tyranny, a global ID, Xi Jinping announcing a global QR code, Fauci saying we should adopt it. And corporate media trying to block everyone who challenges anything they say. Governor DeSantis had a roundtable, 2 hours long, at the legislature in a committee hearing with doctors giving different perspectives. And several prestigious ones said they counted all these other deaths as COVID. We had the same number of deaths roughly in 2020 as we had in 2019. This is hyped up. Herd immunity is the answer. Vitamin D is the answer. That's why Florida has one of the lowest problems, lowest rates. And YouTube said that challenges the UN. They are the only authority that can talk about this. How do we wake up in this world? It had over 4 million, 5 million views when it was taken off YouTube. We just posted it to Band.video in the most banned video section. See the censored Governor Ron DeSantis public health roundtable discussion in Tallahassee. So going back to our guest, Brad Keyes, who really is a hero. You know, he's got a private business. He's a track coach. His daughters go there. It's how he makes part of his living. He lives his passion. He's got a website about track and field. He's a champion track guy. I've got his record right here. And he's being treated like a bad person when some group makes a recommendation. Who is the group that makes this recommendation in New Hampshire and other areas, and why does it vary jurisdiction to jurisdiction?
The group is the NHIAA. I guess over time they've evolved into setting policy, or they don't set policy. They recommend to the schools. And then it's up to the schools as to whether they accept it or not. And as far as I know, every school in New Hampshire has accepted these recommendations. I haven't heard of an exception yet. I've asked people to tell me if there is one. So, and I don't even know who at the school exactly accepts them, whether it's the athletic director, whether it's athletic director combined with school board.
So some nebulous group as usual, and it all basically comes down from the UN, and you're not supposed to have your own opinion. Supposedly an independent school district, whether it's Texas or New Hampshire, I mean, isn't it the coaches? Isn't it the families that should have come together and made a decision? I mean, if the PTA voted to make children wear masks or young people, I mean, I'd say, well, they are their parents. It's still weird, you know, like saying you can't dance, you'll go to hell or something, but still, that would be better, wouldn't it, instead of just some nebulous group?
Coaches were not consulted. We were simply informed these are the rules.
Okay, well, I've got a lot of questions, but I'd like you to have the floor here for whatever you'd like to tell the viewers and listeners, my friend.
I mean, the main point for me is I want these mask mandates gone. They're potentially very damaging health-wise, even if you ignore that. They make no sense. They restrict training. They're going to restrict performance. The kids don't deserve it. Not just track and field, any of them. All the outdoor sports should have all the masks removed while they're playing. There's no reason for it.
The only sport that should have a mask is scuba.
We don't have that here.
Or fencing. I know I'm being sarcastic.
No, fencing. That's a good point. But fencing has very big holes. No, that's the whole point. I mean, the main point is they need to be gone. There's nothing behind it, and people are starting to stand up. I was hoping this might spark some interest. It sparked a lot more than I expected, which is great, and there are a lot of other people now starting to push. They're starting to ask questions, and quite frankly, and I've asked them, demand answers. These people are supposedly public servants. They're supposedly making decisions for our children's welfare. They should at least be able to stand up and say why they made these decisions. And first, I guess, who actually made the decisions?
Well, talking about education in general, Bill Gates wants to get rid of the Department of Education. He wants to get rid of the student unions. That sounds reasonable on the surface, and I think they're out of control and arrogant groups. But by them saying, let's all work from home, by them saying, oh, we're just people's babysitters, keep your kids, they're being made obsolete like fools. And I even know, trying to get my youngest daughter into some type of a preschool, she's not even four yet, they go, oh, at any of these schools, even high-end ones, you don't get to come and see the school, you don't even come inside. So it's really a cultic. The hospitals, you can't see your family, you can't see your old folks, you can't see your children. Doesn't everybody see this is a very authoritarian, creepy cult takeover?
Yeah, and I think, I mean, the direction I'm going as far as the longer-term solution is to alter or offer alternatives. I've already talked to several other people around the state who have set up things like flag football leagues and others that are private to give people options. And that's where I'm going. I'm going to set up a private track and field club. It'll be open to anybody, all ages, high school, elementary.
Oh, adult. That's beautiful. Something tells me it's going to become a lot more popular than their cult.
Yes. And it'll be open to everyone. It'll be flexible, and it'll offer some alternative, some other option. And I think that long-term, that's what's really needed.
And I would do this just to shut the dirty lawyers down. They're taking over our society consciously. I'd have a waiver saying, I'm a free human. I believe in my immune system, and I wash my hands, and I'm going to, you know, I'm taking responsibility for myself, and I waive all liability.
Yes, that's what I would like to do, and that's definitely the direction I'm going. I'm already looking at land. I have most of the equipment, including a pole vault kit. So I'm just going to start with what I've got, and I'm going to grow it. I have a bunch of ideas, and I've got some interest now, and I have the time and the resources to do it also. So that's where I'm headed.
Beautiful. I'm just so glad you're doing this. I'm also seeing other people are bucking the system as well.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of people out there. I've gotten, in the last 5 days, I've gotten over 100 unsolicited emails from people all over the country now. Some from, I've gotten UK, Canada, A woman called me on the phone from Spain to say thank you. There are a tremendous number of people out there who are tired of it and who are looking for something to stand behind. So I think the more people who stand up and speak, and that's what I'm telling everyone, just say something to the administration, bureaucrats, politicians, school boards, whoever. They need to hear it, because if they don't hear it, they just keep doing what they've been doing.
And then it's whoever bitches and complains, whether it's, you know, the people that want men and women sports, or whether it's drag queen story time that wants convicted pedophiles have access to our children. I mean, at a certain point, we've just got to say no to the madness. All right. Well, Brad Keyes, thank you so much. PATrackandfield.com. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just appreciate being on, and message to everybody wherever you are, whether you're in New Hampshire or not. If you see anything like this, start talking, start speaking out, start complaining, and gather other people who think the same way.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm not somebody that's big on getting people to leave churches or leave athletic events or whatever. We need to start using our power. We need to do it, because it's always the left trying to control things by boycotts. But they started this. I think people ought to boycott the track and field program there or anything. But let me guess. They're telling basketball players to wear masks. How are football players going to wear masks? It's asinine.
No, they're doing that. And the problem with the boycott, and I've had parents ask me, should I pull my kids? And it's a very hard question, because track and field and high school sports can be a fantastic experience. And does pulling one or two kids help anyone? And it certainly hurts the child. But yes, at some point, I think it needs to be considered. And everybody's going to have to make their own choices on that. But if there are alternatives, then people might start doing it, because then the child still has something to do.
Well, God bless you, and God bless Tom Brady doing the same thing. We've got to lead by example. Brad Keyes, PATrackandfield.com. Everybody should support you. God bless.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being on.
Thank you. Well, that guy's the model of the future. Start saying no. Put your money where your mouth is. We salute him. And he's not just getting fired. He's starting his new thing to counter these monsters. Next, like Canada, they'll probably try to put a fence up around his property and say he can't even have people running. But that's okay. We force them to show how asinine and out of control they are. All right, I'm really frustrated today, because I got a bunch of stuff I want to cover, and we got another big guest coming up, but I do have 30 minutes. And so I'm going to do my best to get to the news on so many fronts and on the human smuggling when we come back. Because if you think the stuff we released a few days ago, that's a top, it was top of Twitter yesterday. Yeah. I mean, on Wednesday, if you think that was big, we have hours of footage. So horrible. So insane. But I can't even hardly do my show, because it's like I've got crimes on video. And I'm loving to go to the Texas Rangers. I mean, where are they? We found this instantly. They all know. Governor knows about it. He said it's going on. So what's going to happen? And then there's the money issue. Our audience is bigger than ever. But that war capital ain't coming in. So get in there and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com and be part of the winning team. I'm going to say it again. I am not lecturing you. I'm lecturing myself. I need to take Vitamin Mineral Fusion every day. It tastes great. It's all natural. It's got all the vitamins, all the minerals that are essential, and amino acids. Mix it up in the morning, a little quarter scoop. Fill the whole pitcher with a whole scoop. It lasts you 4 or 5 days, refrigerator. Pour yourself a big glass with ice. And it's so good in the morning, at noon, at night. But whatever you do, get in that one glass a day. It's been sold out for a while. It's back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com, for your immune system, your body's defenses, but especially your family and friends and old folks and people with darker skin need higher vitamin D3 and other things. It's all in here, so tell folks about it or give it as a gift. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com, and Winter Sun, super high-quality vitamin D3, back in stock, also discounted. Both these are 40% off individually, 50% off together at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years.
And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
About to air a special report by John Bowne in T-minus 45 seconds. It's at band.video in the John Bowne section. It's important. The World War on Faith. And then, I always butcher the beautiful language of Spanish and other Romantic languages, like Latin, Italian, and Portuguese, I guess, is a mix of other languages, Germanic and Romantic. But it's the Saint of Death, Holy Death. Sante Morte, I'm sure I said that wrong. We'll tell you all about that, smuggling kids, on the other side of this report. And we'll premiere this bombshell report that is about to go live at band.video that is going to make the globals really unhappy.
Does anyone know who this person is? What is her name?
Maxwell.
Who is this person?
Maxwell. Is it the lady who got killed?
This is one of the sisters who got killed on Thursday.
Yeah.
Anyone knows her name?
No.
Anyone knows what is her crime?
No. She was Christian. Yeah. And she was
her crime is to be Christian.
It's nothing new. Christianity is under attack worldwide, from North Korea to Yemen to China to Somalia. Alarmingly, the persecution of Christians is exponentially getting more severe than ever. The number of Christians facing extreme levels of persecution for their faith rose from 245 million to 260 million last year in the top 50 countries on the World Watch List. Of the top 50, 45 countries have been designated extreme or very high in terms of the levels of persecution Christians face. That's five more countries than the previous year. Attacks against churches have risen 500%. On average, 13 Christians are killed every day because of their faith. And speaking of faith, overall, Americans' membership in houses of worship continued to decline last year, dropping below 50% for the first time in a Gallup poll's eight-decade trend. In 2020, 47% of Americans said they belonged to a church, synagogue, or mosque, down from 50% in 2018 and 70% in 1999. Many believe it's hardcore not to be a Christian, but Christianity was punk rock 2,021 years before the first poser tricked out their mohawk. Christianity, at its core, is persecution. Persecution of the truth. And that persecution of the truth is the heart and soul of the Bill of Rights. It is the lifeblood of freedom. And totalitarianism despises it.
Out! Out! Out of this property! Immediately until... You come back with a warrant. Out. Out.
Do not come back without a warrant. You understand that? You're not welcome here. Nazis are not welcome here. Gestapo is not welcome here. Do not come back, you Nazi psychopaths. Unbelievable, sick, evil people. Intimidating people in a church during the Passover. You Gestapo, Nazi, communists. Fascists, don't you dare coming back here.
The pandemic has resulted in previously unimaginable restrictions on individual liberty. Now, notice what I am not saying or even implying. I am not diminishing the severity of the virus's threat to public health. And putting aside what I will say shortly about a few Supreme Court cases, I'm not saying anything about the legality of COVID restrictions, nor am I saying anything about whether any of these restrictions represent good public policy. I'm a judge, not a policymaker. All that I'm saying is this, and I think it is an indisputable statement of fact. We have never before seen restrictions as severe, extensive, and prolonged as those experienced for most of 2020.
Those at odds with the message of Jesus of Nazareth, whether through deception or outright violence, pretend to be strong, but without the truth, they are incredibly feeble. It takes a strong heart and soul to endure the persecution and fight for the freedom that is slipping right out of our hands. John Bound reporting.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists. But they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are broadcasting worldwide. All right, I'm going to premiere a very important special report at the start of the next segment. We are busily right now uploading it to banthis.tv, also known as banned.video. But if you try to share banned.video on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook, big tech that's busy covering up all the child smuggling and all the criminal activity will block it. That's why we create a new URL. Every time they ban another URL that takes you to the same site, the same subpages, it just creates new links for you that go to the exact same reports. And right now, that link that you can share is banthis.tv. Banthis.tv. So that is coming up, start of the next segment. And again, if you thought what you saw 2 days ago that became the number one story on Twitter and got tens of millions of views, you ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, yes, it's dramatic footage, us coming up to the child smuggling center they call a Catholic charity, but Biden has waived the law outside of an executive order or outside of law. I don't care if they change the law and said you can smuggle kids, I'm against it. He can pass a law saying black people are slaves again. I'm not going to say I agree with that law. He can pass a law saying you're going to execute people for their religious faith. I don't support that, and I'll fight you. But they are all so confident they're hiding it in plain view. Smuggled children, sometimes not even with their parents, no background checks on who gets them, and then people with gang MS-13 tattoos on them, literally with other people's children, putting them on trains and on buses and on planes. We have the footage inside. I left Tuesday. The crew shot that on Wednesday. Didn't even tell me. They're like, oh, we're getting a few reports together this morning. I started watching and going, what the hell is this? So that's going to go live the next 10 minutes at band.video as the featured video. And we've been working on this all morning, and we're going to put it out for you. But we'll have a lot more done because there's hours and hours of this. It gets even worse. They're basically having, like, auctions, and like, so-called liberals come in. It's like a dude going, I want that woman. I want that woman. And this is all on video. And we're like, they're letting us see this? Because, again, they're smart. They hide it all in plain view. So when people see this, they're going to think it's fake, even though it's none of it's fake. Because it's like, well, this can't be going on. I mean, they're not stuffing three kids in the trunk of a car. I mean, Jones obviously faked that. Yeah. Like when I had Marines in 1999 training to confiscate guns with role players they hired who were actors saying, please don't take my guns, an American citizen, and the Marines would execute them. That was under Clinton. It was the Marines told us this was coming up. They were the ones who blew the whistle. People thought that was fake footage. Because, oh, there's no way the Marines are trying to take our guns. Well, it's the same type of stuff coming up right now. But let's hit this now because it's the anatomy of control. It's the anatomy of manipulation. Here's Snopes, funded by George Soros and others. Did Alex Jones stop smugglers from illegally transporting children at the border? Well, Snopes says no. And they go on to say, well, it was children being saved by a Catholic charity, and yes, they were being put in the trunk of a car, but that's okay, because we don't call that smuggling, even though they weren't tracked, they weren't traced, the borders were left wide open, and they were just let in. So it's again, their opinion. And I love how the so-called Catholic charity, that's literally like a communist, globalist, pro-cartel organization, we've got all that right here, came out in the press release and said, well, Jones did stage it the way he covered it. I mean, it was real people, but he still, they love that word. Oh, it was staged. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm the one that stages stuff. No, I think you're thinking about somebody else. Here's his other headline. Did Alex Jones really rescue kids being smuggled? Internet doubts camera crew and calls the scene staged. And even after the Catholic charities came out and said, no, it's real video, they still say I staged it. Video of Alex Jones stopping car, illegally transporting children, viewed 1 million times. Newsweek. Alex Jones stops smugglers from kidnapping migrant children. Video shows him jumping in front of car, International Business Times. Did Alex Jones really rescue kids? Here's some of the people on Twitter. Let's remember Alex Jones admitted in court he was nothing but a performer. Really? Show me that video. Show me the text of that. You guys always say that. But I never said that. I never said that. But you always just say it. Okay. And, of course, all these locals now are on the news going, no, no, this happens all day long. We saw Alex Jones do it. I mean, it's a busy middle of downtown McAllen where this happened. It's all real. Everybody knows it. There was other journalists there that saw it. But that's how they operate. That's how they deceive. But I have a whole stack here with the Texas Rangers and the governor saying there's massive human trafficking, including sex slavery, of little children going on in these federal facilities, and that most of the people aren't even taken to federal facilities. They're released directly to the Catholic charity or Democrat Party groups who literally then have these men showing up saying, I want those, I want that one. They have orders for a baby, and then this baby just gets loaded up and disappeared somewhere. No wonder the Russians 10 years ago, print me that article too, guys, saw you showed earlier, banned the U.S. getting babies. They said that they were selling babies for sex and selling babies to other people. And, of course, it turned out it was true. Because Americans have become incredibly naive about how much evil is taking place and what is going on. But the really big news I haven't covered yet, and I'm going to read it tomorrow on air, commercial free, and it's the statement by the former Pfizer chief scientist saying that this is a bioweapon to depopulate people and laying out all the evidence. He says at the end of the article, the end of the transcript, he says, they're literally going to kill you and your family. That's what I always say, but that's what's going on. I mean, this is meant to shut down society. This is meant to make everything collapse. This is you are obsolete, you are non-essential. This is just the beginning, not the end. And the sooner we wake up and say no, the better. But only admitting how bad it is what we're being hit with gives us any chance of turning it around. Now, let me hit this for you because it's very, very important. I don't have the money in the budget to send 10 people down to the border Monday or Sunday, but I'm going to do it. And I don't have the budget into the future to keep supporting some of the journalists and groups out there that wouldn't be on air if it wasn't for us helping. I just can't watch them go off air. And I don't even say who the groups are, some of the groups people we fund. It's just, I need to tell you so you understand. We do a lot here, you see. We do a lot behind the scenes. And so I just want to ask listeners to understand the fact that if InfoWars wasn't here, we'd be in deep trouble. You've seen General Flynn endorse our Spires report. You've seen everything we do constantly in the zeitgeist. God is with us, and you are with us. But we're not bringing in enough funds right now to be in 6 months still being able to operate with even the crew we have now. So I need you to just say, hey, I'm going to InfoWarsStore.com. And if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, there's a link up there. We make it hard to donate still. I don't know why, but it says there's a support link up there. And you can see $5, $10, $100. It's right there on the side. It says support us. Click on that link for me, for TV viewers. And if you go there, you can sponsor us with a recurring donation, or you can do a one-time donation. And that way, we get 95% of the money you donate. You know, we have to pay 5% processing fees because they took our regular processors away with all the harassment. But that's how we fund our operation. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and click on the support InfoWars link. And make a $5, $10, $100 donation or sign up for a recurring donation right there on the support InfoWars page. Or get Vitamineral Fusion back in stock and Winter Sun back in stock. 40% off individually, 50% off together. Everybody needs it. They're high-end vitamins and minerals. Vitamin D3, Winter Sun, and Vitamin K. Vitamineral Fusion is all of it in one place. For children, for adults, everybody should be taking it. And it funds the operation, so a 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what funds what you're about to see on the other side. Fearless journalism. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Sante Huerte. I was about to talk about the angel of death or the holy death, and they have a kind of an autoplay stuff, and this song maybe airs once a month. Don't Fear the Reaper starts playing. But since the mid-1990s, starting with MS-13 out of Central America, it's been adopted by a lot of the other Mexican drug cartels to have Sante Huerte tattoos all over themselves, particular ones to say what cartel they're in, and different cartels have a different version. One cartel has a male version. Most of the others are the female version. Though in the Bible, the angel of death does not have a sex, but it's sent in. The Israelites put blood over their doors, and then the angel of death goes in and kills the firstborn of Egypt because Pharaoh's father had killed the firstborn of the Israelites. And they made a great Metallica song out of that, too. But The reason I raise that is here's the nun, the sister from this leftist communist group that we've looked up that runs this big center, just one of hundreds of these on the border, we're not even singling them out, Catholic Charities that loads these children onto the buses, onto the planes that are flown out. So here's your Wikipedia about it, and they admit that this is the main patron saint of MS-13 and the drug cartels. Well, it turns out the nun that we had at the center, we videotaped her there, followed her. This is Wednesday. We just now, crew got back, got the video. We're preparing it here. Just went live minutes ago, I'm told, at Band Up Video. And they follow her to the facility because we sent in a Spanish-speaking woman. I'll leave it at that. We infiltrated. And she interviewed a bunch of women, and they said, help us. We paid a lot of money to get here, and we're supposed to meet our husbands, but they took our phones away and said they don't work here, but they do work here. And I'm supposed to meet my husband, but they're sending me somewhere else. Help me, help me. I mean, this is the kind of stuff going on. And they're sending me somewhere else than what they told me. Well, while we'd been there earlier, we saw men, and some of this is on video, coming up and saying, I want her and I want her. And then even talking to our crew going, hey, you know, they're coming here, might as well. And to fly them back to the East Coast. So this is like a vegetable stand you see on the side of the road, but it's women and children. And so then the nun from the facility where you see him cramming the kids in the back of the trunk, and that big national story, I fly out that evening, literally an hour later I flew out. The crew stays out another day, and this happens the next day. They go to the airport, and by the way, we got hours of this. This is just one little three-minute clip that we got out of all this. But let me show you an overhead shot for TV viewers. Because the media is spinning this like, oh, Jones claims it was human smuggling, but it's totally legal that they're loading women and children into the backs of vans and cars and planes. No one knows who they are. They have no ID. It's all waived. The Catholic Charity takes their phones away. They're scared. They're telling Spanish-speaking women that are in law enforcement, I'll leave it at that, that we've sent in, because local cops want to work with us, folks, and so do the feds. They're pissed. Just nobody else will do anything, so you know, we're there filling the vacuum. And that's the thing. We're down there a few days and have all this. This is insane. And the left's like, how are they getting all this footage? Because you can't swing a stick in the dark and not hit smuggling, and most of it children. And so then this woman walks in Spanish and tells the airport, where they're directing this train of humanity, of slavery, oh, it's my baby, she says in Spanish, when we have her 20 minutes before at the facility getting the baby from the woman. So we have, let me say this again, we have babies being separated from their mothers. Did they buy the baby? We don't know. We're asking these people. So this is like a year-old baby, maybe a year. Looks like about 10, 11 months. Such cute little babies. And this is just one clip of hours we have. And what's insane is all of it's this bad. You want to talk about, I feel so sorry for cops that have to watch like real snuff films and, you know, like psychos videotape torturing people. And like you hear about the cops have trouble watching it. I have trouble watching this, ladies and gentlemen. I literally am a tough guy, but this is because also it pisses me off. How is this just going on in plain view? So here's some of the headlines. AP, U.S. waives FBI checks on caregivers at new migrant facilities. AP, Biden just said he's a dictator. See, so they can have these criminals doing this. Migrants free without court notice, sometimes no paperwork. 130 illegals surrendered Arizona Border Patrol, latest photo. This is what I'm saying. And then they have Snopes going, Biden says they're legal. He told them come, so they're legal. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is just 3 minutes. We're going to show you potentially hours of this tomorrow. We're also going to show you the children's faces, so in case they disappear, this is like a wanted poster or the back of a milk carton. And we're going to show you the men in there showing what women they were picking out that they wanted to take somewhere with them. We're going to show you all of this because they didn't even hide it, because they know how to hide it in plain view. Here's the report. And she says it's her baby. And she's totally fake. She's got angel of death stuff all on every arm and leg.
Sí, necesitas, pero
That's an MS-13 tag. That's the particular ones. These are exact. It's on every body of her.
Her name is Santa Muerte. She's the patron saint to drug cartels and human smugglers. Investigators say the smugglers are praying for forgiveness, praying to a saint who they believe makes no distinction between the devout and the sinful.
So as you can see, this is our same van driver from a few days ago, and she is the one who transports the illegals from the Catholic charity in downtown McAllen and brings them to the airport, and she then facilitates them getting on the planes. Okay, so if you look right there, and I want you to notice something. Okay, look at her leg right there. Okay. And she brings van load after van load of illegal aliens to the McAllen Airport to sit there and be processed and assisted in getting on flights to the interior of the United States. Now, none of these people have a driver's license or a United States passport or passport of any kind. They have just shown up on the border, and Border Patrol is releasing them for one reason and one reason only, because they are traveling with kids. That's what's going on right now. This is van load after van load after van load, several thousand a day coming through the McAllen International Airport here in Texas. We've also been told that a number of these illegal immigrants do not have a hearing date, that they're literally being allowed to go into the interior of the United States without a hearing date, but we're getting to the bottom of it. And our favorite van driver right here, the one who was upset the other day that we were filming her, she's on the phone right now. I know. Well, because you're assisting smuggling illegal aliens. That's why. Okay? That's why.
All right. Tomorrow we're going to show you footage of a man from the East Coast on video saying, I want that woman, I want that woman, I want that woman. And they're given to him. He does this on camera, proudly in front of us. So if you want to go down to the border right now, you can literally just pick out women you want.
I'm not going to sit here and waste your time or my time and rattle off the successes InfoWars has had. If you're paying attention, you know what we've done together. But I'll tell you this. The technocrats are really upping their game, and they are trying to destroy all independent forms of media. They're trying to shutter and silence the human resistance. So now is the time to understand that everything we've talked about has been proven accurate. Everything you warned your friends and family about has turned out to be true. So it's now that your credibility's way up. The power structure's going to silence those of us that they can. But it's up to all of us to not let them silence any of us. We have the power. But the sun is setting on humanity and setting on free speech. We have to make sure that we fight hard right now to make sure that long, dark night doesn't come. So be the polar bears you are.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off. Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Live, raw, and uncensored.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, last hour we had Brad Keyes, a very successful track star in his own right, a successful software developer, and also helped coach his local public high school that his daughter's $4 went to. He got fired because he said, we're not going to wear masks when we run the marathons, basically, when we run the long-distance races, the short-distance races. It can cause a lung to collapse. Medical science says don't do it. It doesn't protect you. We're not doing it. So they fired him. Well, he stood up to the right thing, and now he's standing up, and he's done well in software engineering, so he's going to try to launch a private track operation that I think is going to be very popular. But Teresa Mullins is another great person standing up against evil, and she settled North Carolina as a U.S. Army veteran of 8.5 years, honorable discharge. She worked 13 years in personal management and music business for rock and metal bands, and after owning a bed and breakfast for a couple of years, she became a flight attendant. She has worked with various airlines 13 years as a crew member, 5.5. She lost her last company. She resigned from the airline January 31st, 2021, a few months ago, and now flies private if she can. You can find her conservative clothing boutique thing, Roaring Twenties, at GentleLadyBoutique.com. GentleLadyBoutique.com. And she's here. She quit over this. She witnessed what's happening. They're trying to make newborn babies now wear masks, because there's nothing the cult won't do. They're bullying people. They're going completely insane. But John Kerry doesn't have to wear his mask. So, Teresa, thank you so much for joining us here, and thank you for standing up and speaking out. We need more people to do it.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for having me on your show. My family and I have been great supporters of InfoWars for a long time. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you know, I'm just proud of our audience because, you know, the last guest we had on was a listener, too. We, like, call these people that are standing up. It's always our listeners. It's not that we got you to do what you're doing. We're all just in the same, you know, same family here of awake folks. So tell us about you. Tell us about what you witnessed in the last year and you know, what made you resign.
Well, I'm a mom of three. My company offered a leave with a pay deduction. They wanted volunteers, so I volunteered. But come July, they implemented the mask mandates on the passengers, and I was very disturbed by this. But throughout the summer and fall of 2020, I had much hope that this mandate would go away. I hoped that it would be temporary, as they kept telling us on the news. So I kind of just kept bidding for time off. I was due back in January. So on January 31st, they called me back. I paced the floor for hours and hours trying to decide what I should do. So I was reasoning with myself that I should go back and I should just deal with it, that everything's going to be okay. It's going to be temporary. But I could not do it. I could not participate in this oppressive compliance ritual. So I called the company. I quit. I told them why. Afterwards, I called my supervisor and told her that I quit and I'd be willing to come back as soon as those mask mandates were removed from the passengers. She didn't have a whole lot to say. So I decided I might as well tell the union what just took place. And I was very surprised when they wrote back saying that I should or could file a grievance, and I needed to cite a breach in the collective bargaining agreement. So I went to the discrimination paragraph, and I cited creed, that it was against my moral creed to force people to put masks on their face.
Yeah, last time we checked, you're not living in Sudan as some sex slave. I mean, this is literally a burqa.
Yes, it is. It is like a burqa. It's an oppressive compliance ritual. That's exactly what it is.
Please continue. I love your term. Did you invent that, or where'd you? I've never heard it before.
Well, I don't know. It just kind of, maybe I did.
Oppressive compliance ritual. No, that's what it is. So you coined that. That's a genius term. This is an oppressive compliance cult ritual.
Yes. Well, I have a sign on the front of my house because we get deliveries with, you know, masked delivery drivers and the post office.
We don't talk to masked men.
And I say, you know, I have a sign on the front of my house that your oppressive mask is optional. So I just feel like people should have the choice as they did before. As a flight attendant, I saw many passengers wearing masks before this COVID nonsense took place. And we didn't care. It was okay. It was their choice. That's how it should be.
Well, it shows us exactly. If you want to be neurotic, you can exactly. If a woman wants to wear a burqa, a beekeeper suit, she should be allowed to. If someone wants to have a circumcision done, they should. When they're 18, they can do it. It just that it shouldn't be done to people that are not agreeing to it. We should not be forced to do this, is what you're saying.
Yes, and I tried to seek out some help and remedies over the summer and fall. But it was very difficult. I couldn't find any real organization until I came across FAFTA out of United Kingdom. And I've just learned about another organization called Healthy American, another one, COVID Legal USA. I've been getting many emails, a lot of correspondence from the general public. So many, it's overwhelming. I've also had a handful of emails from captains, first officers, and flight attendants that have quit, so I am not the only one.
Well, I've told this story, and it's in an Esquire profile of me, because the guy was there in Arkansas. I was on a family trip. I wanted to go see Hot Springs, Arkansas. I'd been there since I was a child with my parents. We went to stay at the old Arlington Hotel, and we went to this Museum of the Ozarks. It's a big, huge complex. I'd been there when I was a child, and they had this this big labyrinth thing that they called, like, inside the hills of the Ozarks. It was like little tubes. So I'm a big guy now, and I thought, well, I'll go in this with my kids. Well, the thing went on for like 20 minutes. It was tiny holes, and I got claustrophobic, and I had to control myself to get out. I almost went crazy. But after I did that, I've been much more claustrophobic. It's like you get a bee sting, you get allergic. Once you've been in a confined space, and it was really stressful. I was an idiot to go in there. I've been more claustrophobic since then. And when I try to put a mask on, I can control myself. Like, I don't have fear of, like, all sorts of stuff. But when I start wearing a mask and I smell my breath and it's all hot and it's oppressive. And it's like, this is a muzzle that's been put on me. And I'm not being dramatic. I couldn't imagine being on transatlantic flights, or, God forbid, a flight 16 hours to Australia. What was it like for you wearing this filthy face diaper? We're supposed to be breathing in air, exchanging it. We know all the studies show that we boost people's immune systems by sharing all our germs. We're communal creatures. I mean, how did you deal with that? And what are the other flight attendants saying?
Well, Alex, when my company implemented the mask mandates on the passengers, I was already on leave. I haven't worked a flight since the end of May. At that time, my company required that the crew wear a mask. I didn't like it, but I was, you know, I felt like it was part of the company's request.
So what was it like for you to wear it, though? Did you find it to be oppressive?
Oh, absolutely. And especially for me, I was a much more offended probably from my coworker standing next to me because I've had a lot of dental work done in the past year or so. I was looking forward to smiling and showing off. And it just felt like they were shutting me down. But they started this mandate in July. I was already on leave, so I continued to bid for it throughout the year. I never went back and wore the mask when the passengers were mandated. Prior to July, my company was handing out safety kits, giving passengers the option. I felt like that's the right thing to do. That's what they should have done. That's what all the airlines should have done. It's not just my airline. This is a nationwide problem. All the airlines should just make it. And from what I understand, too, these masks are actually considered medical devices. So I don't see how the FAA can approve all of our passengers wearing medical devices.
Well, that's right. Well, that's what it is. It's corporations engaging in medical control. It's like these new QR codes and these new vaccine passports are literally your own personal thing now being with the corporation. They're raping us. And with the vaccine, they really rape our DNA. They engage in genetic colonization. This is literally a genetic invasion. I want to ask Teresa Mullins when we come back, talking to current flight attendants she knows, how are they responding to this ongoing nightmare? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When I tell you to supplement your natural diet so you'll be healthier and fund the M4 at the same time, I'm not lecturing you. I eat too much red meat, I drink too much, I work too much, I have my own issues with stress. But I can tell you, without Winter Sun, without Vitamin Mineral Fusion, without Lung Cleanse, all three of which I take every day, I would not be able to continue in what I do. These are amazing products. And if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals, you're not going to be able to function. In fact, you're going to die. That's why people starve for lack of food. These products have it all concentrated in one place for you to make sure that every essential vitamin mineral you need, you get. The D3, the K, in Winter Sun, and all of them together with amino acids in Vitamin Mineral Fusion and then Lung Cleanse. Research it for yourself. It's amazing. They're all 50% off together, 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock for a limited time and at Funzy InfoWar.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right. Coming up in the fourth hour, he's a great talk show host. Stu Peters has that amazing pastor from Calgary, that Polish immigrant, saying, "Get out of here, you Nazis. Get out of my church." As they shut down all those churches, build fences around them. It's just over the top. And human smuggler. It's illegal. Biden didn't sign an executive order. He didn't pass a law. Even if he did, it'd be illegal. But human smuggler with baby and cartel tats confronted at airport by InfoWars. That just went live 10 minutes ago or so at band.video. And it's just as dramatic, as important as us jumping in front of that car. But I've got to review these hours of footage. The stuff I've already seen is even crazier. Tomorrow, 4 p.m., they will put the report out. I'm going to come and tape delay it so that we, you know, are in studio, can add a lot of things. I'll be up here at noon tomorrow with my crew, going over all the footage and playing it in a commercial-free transmission that is even more insane. Basically, auctions of people where it's like a slave block, and they're like, "I want that woman, I want that woman." You're going to see this tomorrow. People are like, "Aren't you scared of the cartels? Aren't you scared they'll sue you?" Line up here. It's not about me. It's about fighting these people. And the attitude of being scared of all these people has gotten us where we are. It's unbelievable. All right. Teresa Mullins is a flight attendant that resigned in January because they were trying to make the crew wear masks. She already submitted herself to wearing one. And other points you'd like to make are about where you see the world going. I mean, there's so many crazy things happening. We've got the Pfizer former chief scientist coming out saying the vaccine's a depopulation weapon. How does it feel to have Bill Gates say he wants to block the sun out and that you're obsolete and non-essential? I mean, it's like a bad James Bond plot.
Well, it's a cancel culture digital thunderdome, and we have state legislatures to make laws, not Bill Gates. That's what I think about Bill Gates and his ideas.
I agree with you. Well, listen, I always ask the questions, but I like to tell guests, what's on your mind? What do you want to impart to folks while you're probably talking to conservatively 2 million people right now?
Well, Alex, like I said, I've been getting a handful of emails from captains, first officers, and flight attendants, and they aren't happy with this mask mandate, but they have fear of losing their job. Now, there's other fears, too. You know, what about the evacuation of the aircraft? For instance, there is a video online, a public video called Airbus 380 Emergency Evacuation Test. It's in English and in French. There's several versions. It shows approximately 16 flight attendants evacuating 800 people approximately. It's a very intriguing video because cabin crews are required to prove to the FAA that they can evacuate an aircraft within 90 seconds. But where is the proving run for the mask, for the cabin filled masked humans? How would that intrude with the duration of the 90-second evacuation? And what about at 38,000 feet when you only have 3 seconds to don your oxygen mask? What happens to the woman that has 3 children? She needs to remove their face mask first and then place oxygen mask over her kids.
Exactly. That's how you skin the bureaucrats, is pointing out their own bureaucracy is a fraud. If masks are causing runners to have collapsed lungs, well, now they're going to be liable for the collapsed lung. You hit the lawyers back with their own medicine.
I want to see the FAA make a proving run with a full cabin filled with masked humans, and I want to see them accomplish it under 90 seconds. And let's see a scenario at 38,000 feet, too, when you only have seconds to grab that oxygen mask. What about that?
Incredible. I hope you'll be a consultant on the show with us as a former flight attendant that stood up for what's right. But sorry, you were going to say something else.
Yes, I want to say to our president, Donald Trump, bring back Trump Shuttle now. I have enough emails from crew members that will help you set up in flight.
Oh, yeah, Trump launched a airline for a while. Let's bring back a mask-free Trump airline. Gosh, people love that. I'd buy tickets on that.
Bring back Trump Shuttle now. And this time he shouldn't target business travelers with gold-plated seatbelts. This time he should just target patriot vacationers.
Yeah, Trump learned that people love casinos. Well, I don't love all that glitz and crap. I want just plain Jane planes and good service. I agree. Trump should do that, shouldn't he?
I feel like the FAA is the issue here. I'm just a little person. I don't even have that much seniority. There are flight attendants with 20, 30, 40 years at their company. So, I don't know. The unions seem like they're pro-mask. I'm not sure what to do, Alex, but I feel like it's the FAA.
Well, it's all virtue signaling. You point out Fauci's study he put out in 2008 that the main cause of death, the Spanish flu, was mask. They cause bacterial pneumonia. That's why the mask areas had higher death rates, 3 times higher on average. Well, of course, you're not supposed to be breathing this stuff back in. It's ridiculous.
Yes, and Alex, I'm heartbroken to see these videos of passengers being removed from airlines and being bullied at the gate. Now, I was a victim. I did some bullying of my own in grade school. And karma, I was bullied victimized as a bully in high school, and it affected my life tremendously, which is why I named my boutique Gentle Lady Boutique, because I'd really like to have a personal lobby to bring back gentle behavior in the United States. We've really lost our manners.
No, I agree. And we need to be more gentle people. That's absolutely.
I feel like it would prevent many situations that have just gotten out of control.
We should be gentle to gentle people and very mean to people that aren't gentle.
People can be very mean, and there's a lot of bullies out there right now. It's everywhere. Almost everyone's the enemy.
Well, they've divided us to conquer us. Thank you so much, amazing Teresa Mullins. GentleLadyBoutique.com. I know that all that kind of fashion is all the rage right now, so I'll have my wife check it out. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay, listen, I didn't get up here at the start of the show and say I can barely do this show with what I know and what I'm seeing just to, like, say that like we're being dramatic. I don't feel guilty. I just feel really bad because I've got, like, an 8-page report from Life Science or Life News, and it's all there with the chief science officer from Pfizer saying there's a plan to kill everybody. I mean, I could have spent the whole show on that, and it's so insane. And then I've got all these great guests they set up. And then I've got the governor saying they're running giant sex operations with kidnapped kids. My God, I'm I've got video of it. And then I've got other footage that is so insane. Like I said, one of these clips I have would take regular media like a week to look at and even figure out what to do. And then they decide this is too damaging, this is too deadly, we can't put this out. You know, the drug cartels, all God's children that Pelosi talked about will come after us. Well, this isn't an exercise of having courage. This is an exercise of I will complete this mission. I don't even think about that. But then I have to talk about that because I realize listeners and people are hardcore, but the general public literally lives in a state of fear. I am so free. I don't live in a state of fear. I just do what I'm supposed to do, and I don't worry about it. I have free will, but I am like a robot. It's really true. I'm like a robot. I just do this, and I keep doing it, and I keep doing it because I know we're going to win. And when we stand up, we have nothing but victory. That's what's funny. You know, 99% of the time when I do something, it's successful. When I see other people, like Project Veritas, they're incredibly successful. Other people think it's like going to the Mars or something to stand up and take action. Inaction is destruction. Inaction is political death, human death. And we have to say no to it. Stu Peters has that pastor on from Calgary coming up that was so powerful. In fact, we should just start the next segment with that, or maybe segment two, six after, come in with that. I'm not programming the next hour for Stu Peters, but we should come in with, get out of here. Come back with a warrant. I mean, it's you are Gestapo, and they are. And they're putting up fences around huge churches and saying, you're never reopening. But Walmart and Target and the stripper club is open, and they should all be able to be open. The point is this is tyranny, and why are they targeting Christians? Stu Peters takes over from redvoicemedia.com. And then, as I told you, the War Room, 3 p.m. has got a lot of breaking news today. Maybe some exclusive clips. We can get them ready. I got to review these clips. This is out of control. This is like news going, I want that woman. I want that. Like, yes, sir. They will load them in the vehicle for you. Come women with me. I mean, that's like a Jabba the Hutt's palace or something with this. So tomorrow, 4 p.m., a big special report with exclusive footage at InfoWars.com. Get ready for that special emergency report.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it. Me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
He's got the Polish immigrant who lives in Calgary and has a church, small church that got raided. He stood up to him. He's got that pastor on. Stu Peters is about to take over right now, but he's a former bounty hunter, one of the most important jobs, really, you know, enforcing law and order in this country. It goes back to British common law. But I wanted to ask him, so I was thinking we ought to get Stu Peters to come to Texas and go with us to the border, because I was only there 2 days. Owen was there 3 days. And people were like, how are you getting this footage? Well, why is this camera rolling? Because we're a camera crew. Literally, I have hours of footage we haven't even put out yet of, like, the most insane stuff that I know is incredibly dangerous. So I want to make sure we put it out accurately of men going, I want her and her and her. And, like, our crew's like, what are you doing? Like, well, they're here. I'm here to get women. It's like this. I don't know how to explain it. The arrogance of how they're all acting like it's totally normal and it's all illegal. It's all violates federal law. There's no executive order that would be overturned by the courts. And I'm just watching human smuggling and kids not even checked. No court hearings, no nothing. The governor says it's sex traffic. I'm interviewing eyewitnesses that saw kids being raped by these NGOs that are brought in. The Border Patrol, the FBI waived background checks on them. This woman has MS-13 tats. We check with the state police. They go, yeah, that's a particular MS-13 tat with a baby handing it off into a freaking airplane. I'm living in the goddamn Twilight Zone. Excuse my French. Excuse me, Lord. So just briefly, Stu, what do you make of this? I mean, this is the most lawless collapse I've ever seen.
100% intentional. Absolutely 100% intentional. It's part of the big distraction away from the talks that are happening behind our backs, but yet somewhat seemingly right in the wide open about the gun grab and the silencing. You know, you look at these people from big tech people, these Twitter people and Zuckerberg, you know, up here testifying. It's no secret that this is a distraction away from that. This is a part of making Trump supporters still continue to look bad. We're all racist. If we have anything to say about illegal immigration, they're hiding the gun grab. They're intentionally inserting these people. And I'm going to talk about some of this upcoming before the pastor is on. And then again, maybe with the pastor, because this guy actually left communism. This guy has witnessed this firsthand. You know, you and I are we have the luxury of being American born United States.
I was
States
saying that before you came on 3 minutes ago. We have no idea how good we've got it.
Absolutely. And so even the illusion of freedom for these people that are coming from all over the world, just because they're entering from the poorest border on the south, the wide open green lighted Biden border down there, you know, that doesn't mean that they're from South America, from Latin America, from Central America. These people are Yemenis terrorists. They're Syrian nationals. They're not idiots. You know, look at the Japanese military command staff before Pearl Harbor. What did they say? We can't take them by land. They have too many guns there. We can't take them by sea. We can't jump off of boats and go take these people because there's 300 million guns here. We have to take them by air. And then, boom, Pearl Harbor. Well, when Biden and these progressive radicals, these cabalists, these roundtable globalists are looking to topple an entire political system, they know that just straight out coming for our guns is not going to work. They have to find other means. So this is like the systematic kidnapping is what I would kind of compare it to. And I had this epiphany last night as I was thinking about what do you do with somebody when you're going to kidnap them? Well, you have to disorient them. You have to blindfold them. You have to gag them. You have to lead them away from what's
exactly
comfortable.
Everything is about destabilizing us, putting us into a wonderland.
Yeah. And so this is a part of it. And if you can introduce this immediate chaos onto the streets, these people are coming here with these Biden shirts, but they're gangbangers. They're drug dealers. They are human smuggling, child trafficking, pedophiles, rapists, murderers, killers. These people are sent to these cities on purpose to instigate more of this violence for part of this shock and awe factor. It's almost like a home invasion happening to us right through our back door.
Wow, you said it. Stu Peters, redvoicemedia.com. I'm Alex Jones. And tomorrow, 4 p.m., we're going to air the special report. I'm going to shoot it tomorrow, then air it then, on the latest on the SPARS report. Huge intel there. And the unseen footage that we're going to air tomorrow of basically an auction of women taking place. This is incredible. Only you can magnify this info. I know you will. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, everything that we were just talking about is part of the gun grab. It's on. It's mandatory confiscation. It's coming. You'll be jailed if you don't give up your guns. There's just no two ways about it. I'm not going to sugarcoat this message because it's urgency. The Second Amendment is clearly under attack as the distractions continue, like illegal immigration, like the smuggling, in an attempt to divert your focus away from these seemingly secret hearings that are taking place. If you haven't been paying attention, a lot of us are busy. It's hard. Folks, don't just look at Biden and the Democrats, because the liberal agenda has now graduated into a full-blown totalitarian takeover and the toppling of our entire political system. They've shut everyone up already. So we don't have time to dissect it all because we've done that. We've been over it. You're not ignorant people. As Alex says, you're here. You're part of the resistance. You're part of the informed. You're the targets. We are the enemy because we embrace freedom. We are to be destroyed because of our love of country. By any means necessary, we're to be silenced, divided, disarmed, and crushed. And this isn't a new plan. This has been in the works for decades as unsuspecting Americans went about their daily business. Listen, I'm not a torch carrier for every single thing Donald Trump. He's not the answer to all of this. He's one man. But he's the main factor in the equation that got us here, which is what we can't forget. The light that has now been shined on these cockroaches that have been working in the dark for so long was illuminated by the Trump presidency. He carried that light. He flipped that switch, and now we're all standing here in this room, in this space, looking at what most of us have never even seen before. Imagine, like I alluded to, being kidnapped, tied up, gagged, blindfolded, thrown into a trunk of a vehicle, into a dark semi-hauler trailer, transported to an unknown location, carried into an unfamiliar environment, spun around, flipped upside down, disoriented, and just stashed away, put away for a decade. You've been forgotten about now as everyone has moved on and gotten used to life without you. You don't make an everyday impact on anything because you're gone. So imagine this, that people have become used to you, your absence, and you just simply can't make a difference because you don't exist. You've been discarded, dispensed, buried for all intents and purposes. You're dead. That's exactly what these globalists have done to our entire population. All of us are really one kidnapping victim. We've all been discarded. We've all become absent. They've gotten us all out of their way, forgotten about us, made us irrelevant, and we don't impact the plan because we've been incapacitated and removed so that we could never be a threat to their progress until now. The light is on, and we're all in this room together now. And we remember the kidnapping. We have a foggy recollection of what led up to this, right? We got a good look at the suspects. We've been able to identify most of them, but it's still unclear really who's behind all of it. Who told them to come and grab us? We can make assumptions. We can theorize because we know what they want. They want us gone forever, right? That was the plan. We forgot about. So we know that, but who is they? We know that they're an enemy. We know they most likely have a great deal of money. They have power. They have control. They have all of these things. We know that they have a global influence, and the only way to accomplish that is to make it worthwhile to the kidnappers, because those are the ones risking it all if they're exposed. Is it just money? Is there bribery involved? We talk about the Rothschilds. We throw around the Soros name because those people haven't tried to hide their malicious intent. So we can assume that that's them, that they're a part of this. We can assume that they are hands-on in all of this. But can we assume that they're stupid? Are they really that stupid? Are they reckless? Have they gotten themselves in a position? I think not. Or are they just bold and confident, more likely? Does it end with these people, or are those that we thought to be the big fish actually subservient to an even higher power. We're people of faith. If you're here, more than likely, you're not a phony. If you really trust the word of God and truly believe in the gospel as the ultimate truth, then you know that all lies will be revealed. So we have to go with that. As frustrating as it is not knowing his plan, we have no other choice because only he knows what the future is. So right now we have to deal with what we know. Right now we have to work with what he's given us, the tools on our belt. The knowledge that we have is the only firepower that we have in our weapons. It's the only ammunition that we have. And that power is greater than anything that our enemy could ever bring to us. And we'll get into more of those facts in just a little bit. We're going to be talking to that Polish immigrant. He's a pastor. He's now in Calgary, Canada. He forced those people out. It's a viral video. Most of you have seen it. But illegal immigration, as we were talking about before we came in here, these migrants is not really about the migrants. And we know that. This isn't about people making their way into the United States so that they can seek asylum or escape oppression or real racism and evil. There is some of that. And those people come through the front door. They're good intended people that want a better life. The majority, if not all of them, are law abiding people that scrupulously adhere to the letter of the law, but they're looking for a better life. They know that the United States is this beacon of light that shines on the world, and they want to pursue that American dream that they've all heard about. They've been the victims of communism. They've lived in fear. They've risked it all to flee and be here. Now, a small amount of them were in emergent situations, and I get that. I understand they packed up their belongings, they jumped aboard a plane, they climbed into a raft, they crawled into a canoe, they snuck into some shipping container, they paid a smuggler, they did whatever it took, but somehow they made it the journey here in a moment of desperation, and now they have arrived. These aren't the people that we're concerned about, and we all recognize that. This fake president and the radicals that manipulate him, the ones that are working while he's sleeping the day away, they're hard at work. They're encouraging this lawless, criminal, violent MS-13 gangbanger infiltration, these drug smugglers, these rapists, these killers, these terrorists from around the world to make their way into the country as part of the continued plan for division, confusion, disorientation. It's all needed for a successful kidnapping. So then you get in this fight or flight moment that you can't get out of without a physical altercation. Imagine yourself at home sitting down to watch a documentary or preparing the family. You've popped some popcorn and you're going to sit down for a movie. It's movie night at your household. Something you've been planning, anything. Giving your undivided attention to something for a period of time. You set aside the time to perform a task, accomplish a goal, finish a project, install a light fixture, build something with your kid, sit down, finish a book. I don't know, whatever it is. And all of a sudden, the back door is kicked open. Boom. Your home is being invaded. You're under attack. There's not a reasonable likelihood at that moment that your attacker is going to allow you the time to just finish up your movie and put the kids to bed before he launches his assault. It's ridiculous. He's not going to recognize that he might have come at a bad time and reschedule according to your calendar. The point is that there's no way that you cannot be pulled from your planned path, because you have to deal with the unexpected emergency that you're faced with. It's similar to being out for happy hour with the wife, and all of a sudden approaching your table is the drunken idiot that calls your wife a whore and pokes you in the chest with his finger. Come on, dude. Well, this is a situation that would lead to an immediate altercation, or at least it should. So what does this mean? Why is this important? Well, these people are distracting you with business closures, social distance mandates, masking requirements. The kids are home from school, the essential worker this and super spreader that. Well, mass shootings are breaking out across the country at an extremely convenient time that supports this progressive anti-gun narrative and confiscation grabbing that they're planning on doing. While every American citizen is losing everything that they've ever worked for, tens of thousands of COVID-infected, untested, unvetted criminal aliens being handed money and airline tickets to settle wherever they want to go at the expense of who? You and me. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is actually torturing Trump supporters, and this isn't a hyperbolic statement. You may have seen it at redvoicemedia.com. Dinesh D'Souza was talking about this as well. Actual solitary confinement for anyone that was prosecuted by the Biden feds as a result of their mere presence on January 6th. This is real, and it's happening. Now, I've talked about some of this on Patriotically Correct, and hopefully you've seen the interviews with actual journalists If you haven't, please go watch. But these are freelance journalists that were simply there documenting, not participating in violence, not inciting riots, not encouraging destruction of property, not impeding anything. No fires were set, no weapons, no assaultive behavior. One of them, Sean, he had court this morning after being forced to turn himself in last week, a journalist. None of this is what you hear about on the major broadcast networks, the cable news media outlets, and that's because these people are part of the plan. They may want to report real news. They may even feel like they are, but those above them, those dictating the narratives, are part of the kidnapping. We're going to talk to that pastor from Calgary. He's a Polish immigrant. He saw communism for what it really is, and he's up next on BandNist.tv.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com. The revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
It's hard to believe that we're already into the middle of April, and our borders collapsing, and world governments being announced, and Joe Biden's coming after our guns and trying to start a war with Russia, but told China they could take over Hong Kong and Taiwan. So China's done a blockade around Taiwan and is threatening to invade Hong Kong. They already sent troops into Hong Kong. This is madness. And our government's been hijacked now by these globalists, and they're trying to shut us down. They took our sponsors away a long time ago. But you sponsor us by buying products direct. So these are already great products you need. Whether it's Vitamin Refusion back in stock, or whether it's Winter Sun, or whether it's Lung Cleanse, they're all 40% off individually, 50% off when you order them in combos or together. But regardless, it funds the InfoWar, which is 360 wins. So this critical time in history with all this craziness happening, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to remind you, these are products you and your family already need, and they fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So take advantage of these products today. Find them at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Seeing on the screen there, that's a special report live at 4 p.m. Constitutional crisis, indisputable evidence of widespread deep judicial corruption. That'll be exclusively at redvoicemedia.com. Alex Jones said that he's going to also simultaneously make it available for all of you here. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters of redvoicemedia.com. We all saw the viral video of a Canadian pastor that refused to buckle under the pressure of intimidation as some sort of government official tried to make her way into Artur Pavlovsky's church, accompanied by the presence of these cops here that you see, as a means to gain compliance from a free man who took a stand for the rights of himself and his congregation. Pavlovsky stood between the new-aged brown shirts here and demanded that they leave. He wouldn't back down. The officers didn't have a warrant to make entry, and they reluctantly left after the pastor would not allow their admittance according to his rights there provided to him in Canada as they were acting outside the law. Artur joins us now. Pastor, thanks a lot for being here. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me in.
Of course. I first want to commend you for knowing your rights, for standing up to your rights and not cowering in the face of that intimidation. It looked like a Gestapo-style raid on your church there, and it was during one of the most celebrated times during Passover, unprecedented. Right. Did you know that they would be coming?
No, they didn't tell me that they're coming. That's why I was literally shaken. I was disturbed deeply. When I saw them entering the sanctuary, I just ran. I grabbed my telephone and I said to myself, I have to record what they're doing. I mean, this is insanity. This is crazy. This is illegal, actually. Apparently, they came to enforce a mask bylaw, which is $100 infraction, and they have broken two criminal codes punishable with 5 years in jail. I mean, that's a total insanity.
So the back of her shirt there says environmental health. Is she some sort of a governmental authority? Does she have the authority to come in here and just make entry like that? I mean, why were they there?
No, she has absolutely no authority to do that. And so the police officers and the peace officers, they had no right to enter. We are protected by our constitution. Charter of Rights and Freedoms is giving us the authority to have our sanctuary, church. Church is a holy place, and they have no right to enter unless they have a warrant. I told them politely first, please go. They would not move. So everything was intensifying. And I just kept saying, get out, get out. She wanted to talk to me. I'm not interested to talk to people that are openly breaking the law. I mean, that's insanity. As you know, I grew up under communist dictatorship behind the Iron Curtain. And I've seen with my eyes exactly what those officers were doing at my church. A total disregard to the law, just coming just because they can, just because they have a gun, lawlessness, just coming in because they have the power.
I get into all the reasons why it's so important where you come from, because this is not this. Look, you're on here. You've been on a lot of these major broadcast networks. The headlines have been all over the place. And this is one of these things that's going to make the news cycle. You're going to see it today. You're going to go, oh, wow, what a great guy. And that's a great pastor. And then it's going to be gone tomorrow. You're never going to see it again. But this story has got to stick around for a long time, not because of what happened on this day at your church, but because of what has happened previously and what's about to happen tomorrow. Just a couple more questions about this incident in particular, Pastor. Have they been there before? Have the cops and this woman been to your church before?
They came before, but they came and they stayed outside of the church. I've told them you're not allowed to enter. You have no right to enter. So they came to the parking lot. Once they blocked our parking lot, preventing our parishioners from coming to the church, it took us almost an hour to clean the driveway. Of course, that was illegal as well. But this was the first time that they dared to come inside, even though they were told multiple times through different means, you're not allowed to do that. I'll press charges if you do. That's a criminal offense. Don't do it. Don't do it. And so yet they did it anyway.
Is there a service going on right now as we're looking at them here? They're inside. Do you have a congregation here at this point?
Yeah, some of the congregation, not everyone was here. Choir was starting, prayer group was starting. So they were all disrupted. One lady was shaken for 3 hours after the service. She says, I'm completely shaken by what I saw. The audacity of those people, the total disregard to our rights. They walked like into a restaurant thinking nothing. Even historically speaking, the knights during the Middle Ages, they had to leave their swords outside. They were not allowed to come to the temple. They were not allowed to come to the cathedral, to the church. They would leave their swords outside. But those people just don't care anymore. I mean, it's total lawlessness. And I grew up in a country that had such a total lawlessness that those people could do whatever they want. They could break the door at your house 5 a.m, arrest you, beat you, torture you, throw you in jail, and the judges would not support you because the judges were corrupted as well. It was the party line. Constitution didn't matter. As you know, Poland was the second country on the planet Earth just after the United States of America that implemented Constitution. We are one of the few countries that elected king. So for Polish people, freedom is very important. It's very dear to us. But during communism, they didn't care about our rights. They didn't care about the Constitution. Everyone was breaking the law. 50,000 communists were ruling over 36 million Poles.
So this video here was taken during Passover. This was a week ago or so. And you pushed them out. Since then, have they come back?
They didn't come back, and they didn't contact me at all. I have a few friends in the police, so I talked to them, and they said it's a gong show. They get hundreds of thousands of phone calls right now, and they actually redirect a phone call to another detachment. They are not answering. They're not making any comments. The mayor is not making any comments. They completely closed the doors. They didn't contact me. They didn't apologize to me. They made a little lame statement that day after, saying, oh, they were just doing their job pretty much, and they wanted to make sure that it's going to be done peacefully. It's like, I have a record of violence. You know, I'm doing this for 22 years. I'm feeding the homeless people in the name of Jesus Christ on the streets. I have never, ever attacked anyone. I have no criminal record, and they know it. This is just pure intimidation, pure harassment. It's forceful submission. They want you to submit or else.
You have almost $1 million in fines that you are looking at, that you are facing for so-called COVID violations. Almost $1 million. It's unprecedented. I mean, folks, this harassment that's been happening here, the pastor who says that they told him that they were just doing their job is exactly right. What job is it that they're actually doing? This is what we have to pay attention to. Look at this. Look at all of these. Every one of these things here that he's holding up here is a fine or an infraction totaling nearly $1 million as they came in here in a Gestapo style raid. What has been the reaction in about 20 seconds here? What's been the reaction of your parishioners, of your congregation?
Well, operations are standing strong. They say it doesn't matter what the government will do. We're coming to the service. We will not back away. The response from the public, though, unbelievable. Americans, I have tens of thousands of phone calls and emails. Unbelievable support. You know, like people saying, we were waiting for a spark.
They have set up a whole new division over there at that police department, too, to deal with all of this. I hope that they do, and I hope that the people continue to call. We're going to be back with the pastor. Stick around with me, because we're going to talk about something really important right after this. Spanthis.tv.
You know, listeners call into the show and they thank me, and it makes me feel pathetic because I sit there and I beg you for support constantly, for prayer, for financial support, and for word of mouth, and we're all in this together. And it gets old having to come to you and say, hey, I got great products, please buy them or we won't be here on air. But it's true. We're the only media organization in the United States that promotes liberty at this level that is not beholden to big corporate sponsors. And they've harassed and almost shut down everybody else. They've crippled all the other groups. And we're still here. And as this whole new world order comes out in the open, our credibility's going up. That's why we've got to be taken off air. That's why America has got to be taken down. You can't have all these other nations enslaved and America still quasi-free. You can't have InfoWars has been proven right being on air with all the craziness that's about to unfold. Because if you think stuff's bad now, just get ready. So thank you all. And get into InfoWarsStore.com. Get some great 2020 election shirts, supplements, and so much more. They're wonderful products, and they support the InfoWar. Thank you.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, Once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Live at 4 p.m. Eastern, immediately following this broadcast, a constitutional crisis if Governor Ron DeSantis is listening in Florida. He's going to be made aware of a complete judiciary overhaul that is required in that state. So back with the pastor, when we're discussing trigger words, pastor, like communism and fascism, when we're talking about takeovers and gulags or genocide, concentration camps and things like that, these ideas are no longer fringe. These aren't conspiracy theories, and it's not some radio host just saying some shocking words for the sake of likes and clicks and followers, retweets and echoes and upvotes. You've come from this place, and I think that you have an actual warning for Americans and for people in Canada right now. Do we have all of the telltale signs of a totalitarian toppling of our entire political system going on right before our eyes?
Sir, communism is not coming. Communism is already here. We see it left and right. And this is not just idle threat. I mean, growing up behind the Iron Curtain, I can smell it, I can see it, and the tactics are identical. The takeover of the mainstream media, the propaganda machinery of Adolf Hitler, Goebbels, communism, Pravda. I mean, I grew up under this, and I see it left and right. It's a scary thing. We have to unite. We have to stand up. We have to push this together while we still have that window of opportunity. This is no more a time that we can wait and, you know, watch everything from sitting on a fence. This is a time to jump, either left or right. You got to choose this day whom you're going to serve.
He was mentioned by General Michael Flynn, over the weekend in an emergency broadcast. They called it SPARS instead of SARS-CoV-2. I mean, this thing has been talked about. It's been predicted that they were going to use health and safety, that they were going to use fear. You look at somebody like Hitler, somebody like Stalin. These people loved these people before he then destroyed their people, his people, at both of them. So, I mean, are we seeing kind of a Stockholm syndrome here where people are falling in love with or the idea of trusting their captors, their kidnappers, as I kind of laid it out before you were on?
That's exactly what is happening. You know, somehow for the past 30, 40 years, 50 years, the indoctrination was so, so huge. Everywhere at our universities, by our politicians and mainstream media. So somehow people are dependent. They are dependent on the lie. They're dependent on the government officials. They think that the government officials are their saviors, and they walked away from the true savior, Jesus Christ. And now we're in this big, big trouble because history is teaching us that this does not end well. We gotta push this away.
And without a single shot being fired. We've talked about this ad nauseum, almost until you want to vomit, that this warning has been given. So when you see people, like, I know you're in Canada, but when you see us dealing with this in the United States of America, when you see this, this insurgence at the border, you realize that this is not due to a humanitarian crisis. It's because there's a crisis on the hands of the deep state here. They're being exposed. The kidnappers, if you will, are being identified. And those kidnappers that are being directed by whoever it is that's holding the money, the power, the influence, they're becoming informants. They're flipping on them because they can see that the end is nearing them. They're in panic mode, which is why you see people like Alex Jones being shut down and banned. It isn't because they believe that Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist, but it's because it's important for them to make you think that. So now, as Alex often says, we're all here because we're part of the resistance. And later we'll talk about real destruction of the people like Alex and people like me. But we don't have, Pastor, time left to play games with these people, with this masking, with these business closures, with these distractions, do we?
No, we don't. We don't have at all. We don't have time. Right now, we have to stand up. Like I said, there is this window of opportunity to push this evil, because even they know that they cannot pull this off if they're going to wait for too long. That's why you got shutdowns, second wave, third wave, variant this, variant that. Even though the data is not proving or showing what they're saying is true, but they're pushing this agenda because they know that sooner or later people will wake up. Germans, many of them woke up, but it was too late. Dachau was already built. Auschwitz-Birkenau was already built, and they were on their way there because they waited for too long.
Now, then you're either not paying attention or you're in that ignorant state of denial where you just don't want to believe that this stuff could possibly be true. You don't want to believe that Trump supporters are actually being tortured. This isn't hyperbole. They're actually being held in solitary confinement. Every single one of them that was arrested for just their mere presence at a rally, at a peaceful and patriotic rally, those that were not participating, they could have been on the complete other side, Pastor, of the complex, not even inside of that building, and they're being rounded up, fervently sought out. Meanwhile, you have millions and millions of Americans that are being subjected to violence all summer long on the streets of our cities. We watched as anti-American political groups actually cemented shut doors of occupied police departments and lit fire to them, intending to burn police officers alive. These are people with families at home. And we're talking about a group of 80 million people that are being targeted, jailed, and tortured for political beliefs. We can't sit on our hands while millions of unknown people come waltzing into our house with malicious intent. And that's why I wanted your comment on what's going on at the border. I mean, you wouldn't stand for it in your church.
No. I mean, the message for all those people that are saying, let's not build the wall, let's not protect our borders, would you invite all of those people into your home? I mean, if that's the case, let's get all the homeless people into your house tomorrow and see how you feel. We have to protect our doors. We have to keep the doors locked because that's your privacy. That's your sanctuary. Your country should be well protected. But let me say something to you. Those are the same tactics that I witnessed from the stories of my grandparents about the Nazism. The same tactics I've seen when I was growing up behind the Iron Curtain, destabilization of economics, elimination of anyone that dares to say anything contrary to the party line. We're seeing it. That's why those people are tortured. That's why they are being arrested, because they want to eliminate any dissent from the party line. They want to destroy America. Mark my words, I see it coming. They want to wipe you out. They want to enslave the population. And what's more shocking, they're doing it in front of your eyes. It's already started.
Those are some really shuddering words. It just makes you shiver to think about this actually happening. And the warning has been going out for such a long time from people who were labeled fringe, labeled conspiracy theorists, tinfoil hat wearing, Donald Trump bootlicking ass kissers. Excuse my French, Pastor, but that's what's been happening here. And people have actually been cast out of their social groups and walked away from for the political divide. So the polarization and the separation of people, not only being done in the physical nature by the so-called plandemic, as they tell us, no, you can't gather with your friends and your family members. These congregations have to be limited in size and you can't worship God. But at the same time, you can go and burn down a police precinct or loot a business or hold people for ransom in their alleyways. They're not allowed out. You can have an autonomous zone set up here with just pure lawlessness and chaos going on. What I wanted to ask you before we go here, and I know that you're busy and I got to get on to the next segment here before we go to break, but I wanted to ask you about the indoctrination of children behind the Iron Curtain. Did that start to take place as well? Because we're seeing a ton of that here with this critical race theory about how our children in the United States are being taught that if they're white, they're the devil. Did stuff like that take place as well with the indoctrination of the young, impressionable minds and ears?
Of course, you know, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. That's what's happening. Divide and conquer, you know, families, divide the families, isolate families. When I was growing up, I was told this famous words, Dedushka Stalin, in Russian language, that means Grandpa Stalin. We were told that he was the savior of the world, that he was the best thing that ever happened. Now we know 60 million people were murdered by this creature, and it's happening all over again. I mean, that's a scary thing. It's happening all over, and my childhood was not that long ago. Adolf Hitler was in power not that long ago. Have we learned nothing? I mean, this is scary.
Pastor Artur Pavlovsky, you're a brave person, and I want to thank you. This is an immediate warning of imminent danger for everybody in the West, for everybody that enjoys the illusion of freedom that we have. I thank you for your time, sir. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
As we come back in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about how to deal with the kidnappers that we've talked about. We're going to talk more about that indoctrination as they try to choke out every last remaining pro-conservative, pro-Trump, pro-freedom, liberty-embracing, God-fearing Christian American that's left here. And if they can't come after you or me or Alex Jones's of the world, then they're going to come after your kids because they know that they can. As we continue on BanThis.tv, this is the Alex Jones Show.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got to pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
That special report at redvoicemedia.com, live at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, immediately following this constitutional crisis, indisputable evidence of widespread deep judicial corruption. My name is Stu Peters from Red Voice Media, in here guest hosting the final hour of the Alex Jones Show at BanThis.tv. We talked with the pastor, just an absolutely amazing story, and it's quite revealing, it's quite shaking, but not necessarily frightening, not for me, because we've been here. We've been here on top of every tall building or mountain that we can climb on top of with the loudest bullhorns that we can try to grab. We've been warning about this. I know that you have too. And so what do we do if we're not going to stand for it? That seems to be the big question is, well, what do we do now? If you wouldn't stand for it in your house, if you wouldn't allow an intruder to come in without some sort of a reaction, if you wouldn't allow it in your church, when we talked to the pastor who didn't allow it for him, this health inspector accompanied by the brown shirts, because it's deeper, they're choking us out. And we're taking our last breaths. According to the pastor, this is it. It's here. If we don't take action right now, we're done. This is an emergency, folks. I'm not saying that for shock value. This is imminent danger. Right here in front of our face. The silencing has been done. The disarming is underway. The jailing is taking place. And we see these people locked up, like Sean Witzman, the journalist that I was telling you about. I interviewed him on Patriotically Correct. He had to turn himself into the FBI. They called him in the morning. They said, you have till the end of the day to turn yourself in to the FBI. And we look at these people and we just pray, right? And we say, well, they'll have their day in court. And if they didn't do anything wrong, well, what do they have to worry about? But what if we don't have the courts? Another quiet executive action was taken by Adolf Biden today. I saw it here at redvoicemedia.com. He's created a Supreme Court commission to take a look at the way the high court operates. This includes considering the expansion of the size of the court, adding justices. Again, we have warned about this. This is why the new statehoods are being pushed. And folks, this is why they want our guns so bad. Because when we talk to somebody like Pastor Artur Pavlovsky, and when we talk with one another, whether it's here at this platform or whether it's on the phone or via text or on the streets or whatever means that we have now, the communication superhighway is running rampant. We can talk to each other on Telegram and Signal all over the place. But when we talk with each other, and we always say, what do we always say? Well, when they come for the guns, that's it. Don't let me get involved, says the Vietnam War veteran that's sitting in his easy chair drinking his whiskey at the end of every night. When they come for the guns, that's it. That'll be the tipping point. Richard Leonard, my partner at work, we chased some of the most violent offenders together for over a decade. He is a brother to me. By the way, happy birthday, Richard. It was his birthday yesterday. He is a brother to me. And we have oftentimes predicted falsely or wrongly what the tipping point was actually going to be. When they make us mask for more than 15 days, that'll be it. Nobody's going to stand for that. When they tell us that we can't get together for the holidays, that'll be it. That's it. Nobody's going to stand for that. When they take our kids out of school, oh, yeah, you know, that'll be it. Oh, allow them to wait till they make our kids start wearing masks while they're exerting themselves playing sports. That'll be it. But it's never it. When they come for our guns, that's it. The United States represents 4.25% of the world population, 4.25% of the world population at about 331 million. I think it's 331,002,651 documented people. And I don't know why I remember that number, folks. It's a weird brain up here. If you could just be inside of this head for 30 minutes or 30 seconds, it would explode, I'm convinced. But in 2018, it was estimated that U.S. civilians alone account for 393 million of the worldwide total of civilian-held firearms, which is about 46%. So 4.25% of the world possesses nearly 50% of the guns. Now, that doesn't include, because that's from 2018, remember, that doesn't include the record-smashing number of new firearms obtained over the last year here in America. You see how many permits, there's stories all over the place, how many permits to carry were issued, how many background checks were done by the FBI for people that want to acquire a permit to purchase or a permit to carry. It's unprecedented. And I love it. I think it's great. Every single American who can legally or lawfully possess or carry a gun ought to be doing it. Because every single day we say to ourselves, well, I don't need a gun, or I'm unfamiliar with a gun, or I don't feel comfortable with a gun. And that's fine. But if you aren't familiar or comfortable with a gun, you ought to go get one and get to the range and start working with it until you are, because we all know that the only defense against a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun, and it's never going to happen to you until it does. I have been there. I have been to a fast food restaurant when I was taking my family to a hockey game, and I walked into the restroom while the rest of the family was going to order something. I had the guy come up behind me wielding the knife and tell me to give him everything. And I put my hands up like this and I said, okay. I said, you want everything. I got it. And my back is to him, right? Because I'm at the urinal. And he's behind me and he's got this knife out and I can see him because I'm looking. I'm turning back over my shoulder. I can see him there. Give me everything. I said, okay, I'm going to reach in really slow. I'm going to reach in really slow here. And I said, are you sure you want everything? And as I'm reaching, are you sure you want everything? And I spun around and I pointed a gun in his face. And I'm going to tell you something. That guy dropped that knife, ran out of a shoe, ran out of the restaurant. There happened to be a squad car there. They chased him. They arrested him. But if I had not had that gun, I'm a victim. And I'm just telling you to not die a worthless pile of crap that can't defend yourself or your family. Find some means of protection. The number is much higher now, and I don't have the raw data to give you about how many gun owners there are. But going back to my idea about the courts, we have to notice this. We have to pay attention, because today, immediately following this broadcast, again, I'm dropping that expose. But the evidence being given to the court of public opinion might, although be it might force a constitutional crisis, that's not going to happen overnight. But if we don't have the courts, we have nothing. Family courts are corrupted, and we know that. We've seen children stripped away from their mothers over masking. Criminal courts are dismissing cases for rioting, anti-American insurgents, and violent domestic terrorists that participated in the destruction of entire cities all summer long while chasing down Trump-supporting grandmas that took a selfie at the Capitol on the 6th of January. So the kidnapping has taken place, and we can recognize that. We're going to get deeper into that and what this so-called Stockholm syndrome means. Because it can be a really dangerous thing, as Artur Pavlovsky pointed out to us, when people start to say, well, maybe this mask will just work. Maybe it's really not that big of a deal to just wear this mask for a little while. It's a minor setback. It's a minor inconvenience. Maybe the vaccination really isn't all that bad. We've mentioned the amount of guns here. We mentioned the hunt for those guns and how they'll do anything to incapacitate us. And they will. And I want you to think about something before we go. But first, up next is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. And I want to ask him what's going on over there. Owen, what do you got on the War Room this afternoon, sir?
Well, we've got some just staggering numbers coming from the southern border. And when you look at it on a line graph, it's even more shocking. It shows you, I mean, it's like clown level. The graph, as soon as Biden gets in, just goes off the charts. I mean, it's literally off the charts. Here's just a brief preview if you want to see that. You can see here, literally right when Biden gets in, poof, it goes off the charts. So they said they were going to surge the border. They are. They get caught engaged in human smuggling, child trafficking. And now we have the lady that we filmed multiple times bringing children to the airport, bringing people to the airport from the Catholic centers. We've identified a tattoo on her leg that is a known MS-13 gang tattoo. So, somebody may be interested to look into that. This woman is driving children to and from the airport with an MS-13 gang tattoo on her calf, and every time cameras are around, seems to get nervous and wants the cameras shut off. So that is going to be one of the major stories that we cover. Pretty big deal, though. Joe Biden yesterday said that America doesn't have a Bill of Rights. Did you notice that? No amendment to the Constitution is final. That's kind of a big thing for the president to say, we don't have a Bill of Rights.
All that, and now the new commission to talk about packing the courts. We've been warning about this, Owen. We've been telling everybody this is coming. It's going to happen. And my final thought on this, and maybe I'll get your opinion on this, the Stockholm syndrome is real. My final thought today was, I was just thinking about last night, as we're considering the millions of people that are just allowing this to happen to us, and maybe it's because they're uninformed or ignorant to the plan, but Stockholm syndrome is a psychological response that occurs when hostages or abuse victims bond with their captors or abusers, and I think a lot of people, Owen, are starting to do that. My warning is here. Resist. And if you're here, you're part of the resistance. Have a great show, Owen. Thanks for joining me today. My name is Stu.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.